This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformers news and reviews, visit tformers.com.
The following is an edited presentation of the 8th annual Radio Free Cybertron live stream marathon. Included in this broadcast are the Transformers specific segments from today's live stream. Remaining segments from the show will be shared later on as extra content from RFC Extra. Enjoy! Diecast is in the building.
John's looking pretty awesome when he did his. I love the look.
Yeah, that Thunderclash is great. I've got him right here. Actually, I got a second gun for him last night, actually, in a spare order, because his orders got delayed, so he sent out a bunch of extras. So this is a really, really great kit. And I know I've seen someone actually do a full paint job, not just the repro labels on it, and that looks really, really
John
good.
Did.
Oh, John, yeah.
John did, and his looks great.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Mark, did you buy the upgrade kit that has the new head and gun as well, or just the labels?
I got the head and gun, yeah, because, I mean, with that base head, it still looks like Optimus. You got to get the render form head, definitely.
Yeah. Hey, is John around,
and
by
there's...
the way?
Well, he's not answering.
Okay.
Paging Dr. DeLuna, paging Dr. John DeLuna.
Since he's not around, I may drop him when Jeremy comes on.
You know what's something I'm hoping to hear, although I don't know if we will because it's not toy specific, but I'd really like to hear when season 3 of RID is actually going to be on the air.
Yep.
That would be good.
Because I feel like the entire plot of it has already been blown by toy news and the information from the app. So.
I think it has something to do with combiners. I'm just saying. Mm.
But I mean, I think based on the toy leaks they're not even leaks, you know, based on the stuff from the app, we basically seem to know who the big baddie is behind it and what he's ultimately going to do at the end of the season and everything. So, like, I don't know, you know, I mean, and, you know, like every other episode of RID thus far, I'm sure it'll air on Cartoon Network Sri Lanka or somewhere before there's even an American air date announced.
Hey, Barricade64 just posted on Twitter, looks like there's a new Marvel Legends wave with a new Scarlet Spider in the hoodie, a Beetle, Captain Universe.
Which hoodie? The good original hoodie or that terrible new hoodie they backtracked on immediately?
Go ahead, Rob.
I think it might actually be the homemade costume from Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is.
Looks like a new Ultimate Iron Man, though? Or is that just an armor I'm not recognizing?
No, it looks kind of, well, I don't know. I'm really out of touch on what's going on with Iron Man, but it does look ultimate-y. But then how relevant is that? Maybe this is the armor Tony will wear in the Spider-Man movie.
Could be.
Because there's a lot of movie stuff going on there.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking through Barricade's pictures, and important news flash for Don. I see a Marvel Legends Death Head 2. So apparently is still happening.
Huh. Oh, my God.
Everything old is new again.
I don't care. It's Death Head. I don't care. If they somehow worked a Marvel Legends Doctor into the series, I would care, but I don't.
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Okay, what are you excited about so far?
The Trypticon really knocked my socks off with just how big it was.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yes. I contacted the Hasbro PR person, and they gave me the specs. I can't believe in the city mode is 3 feet wide.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Here's a question about Trypticon. I don't know if we know this or not yet. So we know that he's got this Titan Master eating feature, which I think sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But we also know that, like, sort of like the whole underside of his tail and belly is translucent. Yeah. And when he's in spaceship mode, which is also a fantastic thing, instead of like a battle station, which is always just a folded up city to me. But that looks for all the world to me like that opens up to become a cockpit that maybe Full Tilt can sit in. Do we know if that's a thing yet?
Hmm? We don't know for sure, but it I think you're right. It sure looks like that.
Hasbro didn't say anything about that, Jeremy, no?
They didn't say anything about the spaceship mode, at least that I saw.
Maybe later.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, all I got was the press release that all the other sites had, and then I just followed up with asking what the size was.
One thing I do like about that spaceship mode is when it's transformed and the tail kind of forms the front of it, it kind of And I guess this is where the translucent plastic comes in. It kind of looks like a dinosaur's head with eyes and a mouth and everything. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah.
It's cool looking.
That's cool.
Yeah, they've put some nice touches in the design of this for as close as it sticks to what the original toy was doing.
Yeah. I mean, I was quite impressed when I saw it, but I did have that sort of immediate reaction to it that I had to Six Shot, which is like, it's kind of like it's just the G1 design with more articulation. Yeah, and I realize that's what the current design team is leaning a lot more towards with Titan's Return, but some more than others, really. And I think, you know, Six Shot and Trypticon. So, but then as soon as I heard about this eating feature in a new spaceship mode, now I'm totally on board now.
That's a totally fun gimmick.
Yeah.
But man, 3 feet wide, just imagine the poor saps who have to, like, you know, photo and video document this thing.
Okay, Diecast is walking through and he's getting photos along the way. We have some pony stuff that popped up. Now, I keep forgetting
there's a ponies movie coming.
There's a ponies movie coming?
Oh, yeah. Yes. My Little Pony, the movie, is happening this year, next year? This year, next year?
I think this year.
You are saying animated, right? You're not saying live action, correct?
I presume.
Oh, please no.
Directed by Michael Bay.
Oh my
God. No, you know what?
Exploding ponies everywhere.
Totally. I would go and sit for a Michael Bay My Little Pony movie just to see it.
Yeah, maybe.
Explosions are magic.
Explosions are magic.
You don't want to see a Michael Bay movie involving young girls. You don't.
So it's getting real. He's there. So maybe he'll get a photo of something Transformers related as he walks to the presentation.
Well, it depends on how many times he goes to get more free donuts.
Or water.
Yeah, he tweeted the Bumblebee water a little bit ago.
You can't be accused of drinking the Hasbro Kool-Aid, but you can drink the Hasbro water.
Oh, here's the water. I missed that.
Now, Hasbro gives you the little mind control in packets now. You just add it to the water.
Oh, yeah. It's brain enhancers.
Diecast's tweeting through the TF Radio Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Just making sure I'm looking at the right place, yeah.
TFU Info posted a picture of a poster with the time, like the rundowns.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, the schedule.
The presentation starts at 1:30.
Mm. And it's 1 now, right? I'm keeping my time zone. Yeah.
It's 1, yeah.
It's like the first time I've ever actually been at home sitting in front of a computer for this. I'm always normally in between work or walking somewhere or something when this happens.
Yeah, it seems to be the last couple of years you were always here to, like, do recap.
I was in early, but this is the first year I'm here.
Yeah.
I would always get in and always have to quickly go over everything that had come out in the space of time where I'd been between home and wherever I was coming from.
And what kind of microphone are you using now? Is this like a built-in mic? It sounds like
this is just an open mic.
You're wearing headphones there, right?
I am not wearing headphones.
Holy crap. How does that sound? That's
that sound great.
That should sound like garbage, but it doesn't.
I don't know. You know me. I don't know this sort of stuff.
Yeah. Oh, and for the Ranger fans, it looks like they're not showing any of the legacy stuff yet, or they won't be showing it at this show. So we have no idea.
I mean, you can check Twitter, and there are pictures of the legacy Zio stuff out. Word is they're not showing off the next legacy Megazord this year, though, to wait for San Diego Comic Con.
Okay, so we're looking
at the movie this year.
I'm looking at the run of show, and he's already through check-in. The Hasbro Entertainment presentation's at 1:30. Is that like a PowerPoint or something they sat through for an hour and a half, then the showroom tours at 3?
Well, it looks like.
That is so much later than we've had in the past. Usually,
that does seem very late, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're going to be, they probably have, you know, a lot of the brands they want to cover in the presentation room, and then...
But we'll probably get out of the presentation.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
We'll get, you know, 20 minutes of live tweets about the Transformers part, and then, you know, be waiting for another hour and 20.
After that.
Well, that was unexpected. Usually we would have news in like an hour from now.
Yeah.
I guess the panel normally must happen about 6, mustn't it then? 6 my time. 1 normally?
Yeah, normally.
Yeah, and then it would be over, I guess, by 2, maybe. And then we would start seeing the pictures come in sometime after that, 2, yeah, half 2.
Yeah, generally around...
Not much later.
Generally around 2 Eastern time is when we start getting the majority of the pictures.
So here's a theory. What if they've added an extra half an hour onto the PowerPoint to finally talk about what HasCon's going to be.
Ooh.
Let's hope.
That wouldn't surprise me.
That would be nice.
Because really that would be like behind the track.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian, why does this photo that TFU.info sent look like Alfred Hitchcock?
So that... It's got to be the angle. He's probably zooming, and it just came out like that. It is pretty awesome, I have to admit.
It's ridiculous.
That actually could be the new meme for the... Well, that is weird, because it's like two people, like, it's nose to nose, so the people are facing each other in the photo. Yeah. That is weird.
Someone just photoshopped the outline of Alfred Hitchcock in front of all the toy reveals.
Oh, yes. Diecast just tweeted out the photo. Reps from Takara are there.
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
That's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, and also Wonderfest is going on this weekend, correct? So we'll be hearing stuff out of that as well.
I think that's just another way that they're acknowledging things are different. You know, the audience is different. I suppose progressively over the last couple of years, we've really seen them focus in the generations line on adult fans. So getting Takara reps in to talk even more in depth about the relationship between the two companies.
Maybe we'll actually talk about bringing over Masterpiece figures again.
Yeah, maybe we'll finally get Masterpiece Ultra Magnus here in the U.S.
Or Masterpiece Sideswipe.
Or Optimus Primal. Mm-hmm.
Hope you all enjoy paying $60 to $80 for those.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Jeremy, Chris, we were talking about that likely BS rumor, though, about Beast Wars coming out. Obviously, it's just one of those sites nobody's ever heard of. It's clickbait.
Yes. Yeah.
But, like, what if that actually happened?
I think it sounds terrible.
Really?
A direct sequel to Beast Machines using the cast of the cartoon that are all supposed to be dead?
They could retcon it.
No,
who cares?
I believe it's supposed to be not like the new Voltron, like a completely different take on it.
It's a reboot.
I think they said something like it might not have any connection. It was
I'd heard. Because I didn't give the article the time of day. I know people saying it was a continuation on from Beast Machines. I still think it's a pretty bad idea.
I think it would be something fun.
This is not to say I wouldn't want some kind of new Beast Wars fiction. I mean, we've talked about this on the AllSpark a little bit in the recent past, but Beast Wars has not had much success in getting any kind of follow up or expanded universe or reimagining, because the cartoon is sacrosanct. It's just the way of it.
Yeah.
The Beast Wars cartoon forms the core of what Beast Wars is to audiences. So every attempt at expanding Beast Wars or bringing Beast Wars back is always in the margins of the cartoon. So you get like the IDW miniseries, which were just cram shows trying to fit in the entire rest of the toy line, or like the BotCon fiction from the 3H fiction, or coming up empty on anything else off the top of my head. But it's all about squeezing into the margins of the cartoon, and that's not what Beast Wars was to anybody. You know, Beast Wars was the core cast, and I think any return to Beast Wars does have to use the core cast again, but put them in some other kind of setting. I mean, I think the Beast Planet, Eucharist, the Beast Planet from IDW's current stuff is a prime setting to reimagine Beast Wars in.
That's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
You don't have to set it on prehistoric Earth or anything like that. But if you can do a story that's about Optimus Primal's Maximals and Megatron's Predacons fighting one another for some... And that, obviously, that doesn't slot one-to-one into what IDW is doing at the minute, because you've got Rattrap and Waspinator who are native Cybertronians, and then you have some of the other Beast Wars cast who are native Eukarins, and then Rhinox isn't even around anymore. He's from the ancient past. So
if they did a new series, like a TV series that was based off of that, and maybe they could have like a season for various colony worlds. I think that would be interesting.
They need to.
It's not a bad idea necessarily, but I don't. Man, like, I have. Like, Combiner Wars broke all trust I have in everything ever to ever be good.
Breaking news, it's like, Combiner Wars breaks McFeely.
Combiner Wars took a long time to break me, I'll tell you, because I just assumed from the instant it was announced, people were holding it up, it was going to be the second coming of G1 cartoon and everything. I'm like, guys, it's a 5-minute web series, and if you, like, people didn't get that it was going to be a 5-minute web series for the longest time, and then when it was finally clearly stated it was going to be a 5-minute web series, everybody threw their arms up and crying. I was like, I knew it. I knew it was going to be rubbish. I knew it was going to be Transformers Resolute. So when it finally
Transformers
started,
Resolute,
I was just,
Jesus. That's,
I was 100% apathetic.
Yeah.
And then episode 7, whenever it drove, like, I was apathetic the whole way through. Then it just went off the cliff when it hit episode 7.
Yeah. Was that when Starscream became a ball of
fighting with the combiners to make a screaming cloud?
Yep.
It went full nonsense at that point. And I,
but
my trust in anybody to revive. I want my Transformers cartoons at the very least to be forward looking. I want new things out of them. Now, yeah. I mean, sadly, you know, RID currently, as much as I want to hear about when the third season is out, I think RID right now is, and disagree with me or not, but I think RID is although there's some good characters in it, it can be perfectly good and perfectly entertaining. I think it's the most disposable Transformers cartoon that there's possibly ever been. At least since the first RID, I think it's the most sort of forgettable one. The one you watch it and you forget about it and it's over, you know. I'm not like damning its quality or anything. I think it's just very throwaway.
Yeah,
inessential. It's like the least essential TF show possibly ever. And I want more than that out of my shows, you know.
Sorry, I say, Chris. I know people. I'm sorry, Chris. I know people in real life that have actually watched more Rescue Bots than Robots in Disguise.
Well, Rescue Bots is and they're not, so you know.
Yeah, it is. It's a fantastic show, but it's like they're younger than me, but definitely not target audience. And it's like it's weird that an older show like RID, they've watched a few episodes, but they've caught almost all of Rescue Bots.
There's a good reason for that though, which is that Rescue Bots actually has an accessible time slot in the US.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I can't speak to time slots for I just downloaded it all anyway, obviously, because I'm
me too
outside of the country. But I think that's sort of where RID I think fell down ultimately, was that, you know, it's like there was a very clear delineation between you have Rescue Bots over here for the kids, and you have Prime over here for the older viewers. And you know, Prime had its problems, you know, certainly, but
Season
two, largely. And I mean, again, I think we talk about that. That's really, I think the problems in season two are largely the result of budget cutbacks and the show going over budget and just having to rewrite everything on the fly in the middle of season two and just, yeah. But then RID comes along and it's somewhere in between the two, but it's a lot closer to what Rescue Bots is. You know, the distinction between Rescue Bots and RID, it's really not as clear cut as it was with Prime. And I think that hurts it. I think that hurts the audience a little bit for it. It's like, it's not, you know, it doesn't really say this is for this audience and that's for that audience. It's like, yeah, whatever, colors, cartoons, lights, bright. You know, it's got the color coded characters of Rescue Bots. Like, you know, it's one of my favorite things about Rescue Bots is like just looking at it on a technical level. So it makes things simple for the young audiences. When you've got your blue guy, your red guy, your green guy, and your orange guy, and they have the color-coded backgrounds when they transform and everything like that. And then, but then RID does the same thing. You get your red guy, your yellow guy, your green guy, your blue guy, your orange guy, and they're just too close together. And I think that's why RID's kind of struggled.
Well, it's,
anyway, sorry, I'm rambling.
Yeah, well, no. For me, the problem with RID is, you know, when it if it's, and we brought this up before, if it's going to be a sequel to Prime, I was more than willing to give it plenty of time to stand on its own, set up its own universe, and have us enjoy these characters in this setting without using Prime as a crutch. Like, you know, every 5 minutes you have a name drop or a location drop. You know. But we've had almost two full seasons, depending on how you've seen it. And there's been almost up until the last little bit of season two, you've had very little tying it back to Prime itself, other than Starscream showing up, Shockwave showing up, which were big moments. But going into this last season,
I've never felt that it's needed them in any capacity. You know, it's telling its own story.
Yeah.
But then as of the end of season two, you know, whatever way you want to slice it, as of the end of Decepticon Island, it has finished telling the story that it was telling about, you know, the B team on Earth rounding up the escapees from the Alchemore. That story is over now. And just I think it's fitting enough that that story comes to an end with the help of Ratchet, you know, with the help of, with the return of somebody from Prime. And we go both straight into a, like a 6-episode miniseries where we bring Starscream back, we go back to the base from Prime and everything. And we make, I mean, I don't know, I haven't heard you guys mention it on the show at all at any point, and because it hasn't really come out, and certainly we haven't seen any toys or anything that back it up. But there is this rumor, this possibility going around that RC and Shockwave could be turning back up in season 3.
Well, I just want the two shows to actually have a little bit more solid connections. And of course, the kids, I would like to see, you know, what happened to the kids, you know, where they're at.
Dylan, I actually agree with you there.
I was going to say
I wouldn't mind seeing what happened to Jack and Miko and Raph, but I don't think it'll happen in this show.
Yeah. Just closure is what I'm looking for. Just,
well, I think season 3, I think, will have more Prime connections. I feel like, because, I don't know, like, as I say, I don't know if you saw this or not, but the reason for this possibility is that last year, at some point, Kerry Payton, who's the voice actor who plays Grimlock, tweeted a photo of himself in a session. And he didn't say it was a Transformers session. There was no, you know, didn't say it was Transformers in any way, but he tweeted himself in a session with Somali Montano and David Sobolov, who were RC and Shockwave in Prime. And Prime did say then at the end of the season 2 miniseries, however you want to describe it, that he was working on the situation on Cybertron with some old friends.
I think Gorilla Grodd's going to show up is probably what it is.
Speaking of Gorilla Grodd, this week is Gorilla City, McFeely.
Oh yeah, it is.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's gonna be fun.
Brian, you should watch Flash. Why aren't you watching Flash?
I should. I don't watch a lot of TV. The only thing I watch is wrestling. That's it. That's it.
And that's why you're so sad all the time.
Yep. Or angry. Angry is probably more accurate.
Yeah, angry. Yeah.
So they're being, you know, seated right now for the presentation, which will be starting in about 10 minutes. And Diecast has been commenting that there is a sense of excitement in the room, as if some surprise may happen.
Oh, well, that's good.
So I will point out that's a really nice projector they have, because it's
a lot nicer than yours, isn't it?
It's a lot nicer. I mean, like, I know how much a good projector costs. I mean, that's probably a $20,000 projector.
Probably.
Well, it's a nice clear image, isn't it? Which we don't always get in these scenarios.
Yeah, I did see on that rundown of the times on the bottom, it did say no photography allowed in the theater. I wonder if they're going to shut that down.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably like how the BotCon panel used to be, like, you know, go ahead and take a picture of us sitting up here and then put it all away
until 2015.
Sad. Oh, well, we'll just...
I suppose, in a sense, that
spaces out the events of the day, doesn't it? Because we'll get the news, and then we can speculate and talk about the news, and then we'll get the pictures instead of, you know...
Well, you know, I pointed this out to Brian and the guys in the non-streaming pre-show. I have behind me what I'm hoping to see right there. That's what I'm hoping to see.
I can't see.
Visionaries.
No, Don.
I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, we've seen the Masks logo has finally shown up in some of the advanced slides for this, because I have thought it has been so weird for the last year or two, where they keep talking about this cinematic universe involving, which is like, no, but this cinematic universe with Mask and comics with Mask and no toys of Mask.
So is this going to be G.I. Joe : Mask, the toy line? Is that what we're getting?
From a toy standpoint, I'm expecting them to use a similar book across all three lines. Yeah. That way they have more diversity and a lower cost, because they can reuse all the molds without having a whole bunch of three different size classes of having to not be able to interact. Plus, you can put a mask figure in.
That's logical. It's logical, Don, but then it does mean that the mask vehicles would have to be kind of huge.
Well, they could also be a lot more hollow on the bottom. And they could get away with that, kind of like some of the like toys when, like when you and I, Chris, were growing up, that, you know, you the tops would be
Chris
nice,
is way
the
younger than, be... Chris is way younger than you are, Don.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I'm like 10 years younger than you, Don.
Chris is younger than I am, so.
Well, I thought he was about your, well, anyway. you know, just, you know, the cars you can buy that when you flip them on, when you flip them upside down, there's like a lot of hollow space underneath them. But the, from the top, they look good.
Familiar with, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, the, you know, I thought they could do that. It's just, you know, that's just what I'm hoping to see.
Well, I don't. I mean, Visionaries, the tag hasn't appeared, I don't think, in any of the slides or anything. But I mean, if they're going to seriously keep talking about the prospect of doing this Hasbro Cinematic Universe, I mean, we got to hear something about some toys to go along with it sooner or later, don't we? I mean, I still think it's a tremendously bad idea.
I mean, you know, I like the emphasis on tremendous. I love the emphasis on tremendous there.
It's great how optimistic McFeely can sound about his complete pessimism toward an idea. Yeah.
Now, no, McFeely, I mean, did he like
a Visionaries movie, a Mask movie? You know, these things are not Transformers. These things aren't even G.I. Joe.
I know.
And McFeely, didn't you like Revolution, the comic, though, weren't you?
I did. You know what, but that was, to be fair, yeah, and that was after some extreme trepidation when the thing was announced. But I also knew it was in the hands of creators who, if they couldn't make it work, nobody could. Yeah. And generally speaking, I think they did make it work, you know. And also comics are like, you know, you can make a comic about Mask, or, you know, I think Dynamite Entertainment's entire business practice has been for the last 10 years has been licensing the crap nobody else will. Yeah. So, you know, you can make a comic out of anything, but yeah, you know, nobody's got to be lining up to throw money at Visionaries, the movie. And I'm not ripping on Visionaries. Yeah. Like, Visionaries is one of the better, you know, Sunbow Marvel Productions shows of the 80s, but it's also at the same time a 1-year failure from the 80s, you know?
Yeah.
Right. But, you know, everyone has that show or that series that they champion, even no matter how. It's like one of my favorite Marvel characters is Jack of Hearts. How many people out there actually know or care who Jack of Hearts is?
Because I was going to say, I know who Jack of Hearts is, but I don't care who Jack of Hearts is.
Exactly.
I remember when he blew up, too.
Yeah.
End of a long string of bad Geoff Johns issues.
Yeah.
But Chris, Solink Chu just tweeted that picture of that Prime. What Prime is that? Is that one of those action figure Primes they've been talking about coming out with from another company, or
which one's this?
He just tweeted about 2-3 minutes ago. It's just a giant movie Optimus Prime, but it doesn't look like it transforms.
The 3A Optimus Prime, maybe?
Oh, is that it? Maybe.
I mean, I know that there's a few. Yeah. Like 3A statue, like opposable primes.
Okay, I just retweeted it, so it should show up.
Diecast just tweeted something about a Headmaster RC, but I think that was just supposition conjecture on his part.
No, it's him trolling me. That's what that is.
I wouldn't put it past him now.
Equally possible.
Yep.
I don't think we've seen that one before, that prime.
Yeah, that's new. I'm not sure whose it is or what it is.
I'm not seeing it. Who am I supposed? Where am I supposed to be looking for? Oh, got it. Here it is. Got it. Yeah. Oh, it's a movie verse one. No, I mean, because we've been seeing like statues and things. I mean, doesn't seem to be a statue, but, you know, we've been seeing merchandise like that for movie characters since basically the first movie. I think these new figures, these new non-transforming figures of like Drift and such that they're coming out with, that to me, I mean, I'm not going to buy them, but because it's not my cup of tea. It's just not what I collect. But that to me is like another real sign that they're like, we know there is a different audience out there for this now. I mean, I know people who are going to eat those up because they want really on model depictions of the characters from the cartoons or the comics or whatever, and just aren't interested about owning transforming versions of them. I mean, I can't claim to understand it, but.
Okay, so a little less than 5 minutes before the presentation is scheduled to start. What do you think they'll start with? My Little Pony this time?
Well, the first thing we see on the photo that Diecast tweeted was Parker Brothers stuff.
Okay.
Is that Monopoly movie still happening?
Oh, could it be?
Yeah. Monopoly movie toy line. Boom. First thing.
The Monopoly expanded universe.
Directed by Michael Bay.
Yeah, and the fights over which tokens stay in the movie and which tokens, you know, are replaced.
Yeah, they're losing the thimble. The thimble's going away.
I said years ago I would not accept a Monopoly movie if it did not end with a tremendous family argument where someone picks up the edge of the world, flips it over, and that is the end of the movie.
Except if you do that now, people are going to just say it's a ripoff on the twist of the Lego movie.
Oh, yeah.
True.
I'm not sure if that makes it more or less likely.
Yeah, I don't really know either. It's just that's the response it would get if they did that.
The song of the movie can be Everyone is Bankrupt.
Hey, I've been hearing
Jason,
that's
too close to real life.
Yeah.
I have no idea how familiar I am with that.
Yeah, let's not talk about the Lego movie. Let's talk about Lego Batman instead. It's a much better movie.
It was awesome. Anybody else?
I haven't seen it yet.
I just didn't care. I think I'm dead inside.
Yeah, I think you are.
Well, that's how I felt about it. I wouldn't put it past you. Yeah, that's how I felt about the first movie. I
heard it was a better Batman v Superman movie. Is this true?
Well, it's one of the most enjoyable Batman movies.
It's the best Batman movie now. It's better than Mask of the Phantasm.
It's built. I was saying this to somebody. It's like it's definitely like on the surface of like, sure, okay, it's Batman, right? But it's not a Batman story. But at the same time, it really is built on Batman ideas. The idea of like having to, you know, open up to other people, become part of a team where it's hinged on the Joker trying to explain or trying to validate his and Batman's twisted relationship. You know, it is based on very, very Batman-centric concepts. But then the things that happen aren't about it. It's hard to explain.
Hey,
No,
more important. Chris, how about we bring back Fanboy Versus?
Which Chris are you talking to?
Both of you. Both of you.
Chris plural.
Let's do that. Can we do that? That would be great.
I'm not reading many comics these days.
Me neither.
Yeah, I'm not reading a lot either. I mean,
dropped off very, very severly. There's just not a lot happening that's interesting me right now.
Okay, go ahead.
You guys talk about them when I can.
Yeah, I think we should do that. Hey, Matt. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, screw you. The time has passed.
Okay. Yeah, Fanboy Versus. We should do that.
Oh, Legacy Zero.
I always revive it for a film, but.
Yeah,
I think regularity would be nice.
Yeah, but as I say, I'm just not.
See more fiber.
I don't know. Yes. I'm reading enough comics to do it. Right?
Chris, all I'm reading. The only thing I'm reading is Green Lantern. I'm reading less now than I've ever read before.
Yeah,
Green Lantern or the Green Lantern Corps, Don?
No, Green Lantern with Jessica and Simon.
Okay, I've heard Corps is really good right now.
Corps is excellent.
I need to go back and pick up the trade. The first trade.
I wish I cared about DC Comics right now, but I don't.
I'm reading.
Yeah, there's a lot of ones I'd like to read, you know, but I haven't been able to regain the interest that the New 52 just punched out of my body.
Yeah. In fairness,
I hear so many good things about DC Rebirth. I'm not judging it, you know, but I just can't get there.
That Rebirth issue came out, and I was so in. I was buying the Superman books, the Batman books, maybe Flash. I can't remember what I was getting. And then I slowly started dropping everything until I got to King's Batman. And I didn't completely stop it, but I haven't read the last two issues yet.
I did actually get King's Batman, and I was really into it. I was really enjoying it. It was really keeping to the whole new like company mission statement of optimism.
Then that first arc ended.
Yeah, and then you got to the end of the first arc where the guy who was all about heroism and optimism murdered a bunch of people, was psychologically tortured, and died. And I was like, oh, right. Bye. Done. Bye. Okay. That's not what you were selling me. You know, you tricked me. I'm gone.
I'm going to keep getting it, but like it's literally the only DC book I'm buying right now.
The Superman stuff has been amazing.
I've heard very good things. Yeah.
I read action. I read Superman. I don't read New Superman. I like Trinity.
Trinity's been good.
I like Justice League. And the thing about Justice League, though, Brian Hitch needs to be his own writer and artist because he writes like he draws. And
yeah, but don't you want the book to actually come out?
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think he's actually been a really good writer, honestly. But it's just like the scope of what he writes is beyond what any of the artists that he's had so far can really pull off.
Well, McFeely is. As long as the delays aren't Battle Chasers level of delays between issues, I think you'll be okay.
Don, you are the one guy who still remembers Battle Chasers. I swear.
Hey, I remember
Battle Chasers.
I supported
the Kickstarter. I'm getting the game.
We all probably remember Battle Chasers, yeah. But you know,
I bought the hardcover anthology.
Why do we? Why
they're starting with Transformers?
Oh, good.
Like right off the bat.
Oh, okay.
Anthony tweeted out that they invited less people on purpose.
Really? Right.
So, oh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Interesting. Congratulations.
So they have more one-on-one time.
Oh, good.
That makes sense.
Yeah, we had friends impacted by this, and I hate it, but, I mean, I get it.
I'm looking forward to the strength pack and finally seeing what they're going to do with the Apex stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, see if I can get myself for getting U.S. Power Master Prime as opposed to... I'm sure I do.
Yeah, but. Well, we actually... When we had that rumor... We were looking back at it. It was actually Leader Magnus Prime is how they're bringing over Jinrai in the rumor. Mm. So that's how I guess we're going to get the Jinrai figure.
Hmm.
Transformers is first.
I hope that's a name I hope Magnus Prime is their name for like the Delta Magnus character. That would be nice.
Yeah. But I'm also thinking the Power of the Prime voting was probably decided a year ago when those rumors came out.
Okay, they're doing the Forge to Fight game presentation right now.
I thought that was at 5.
No, I think that's the hands-on time.
Oh.
They released a trailer for it an hour ago, too. So
is that the fighting game thing they were talking about?
Yeah. It's got the
is it mobile from game?
All the different variants.
Somebody's typing like mad.
Sorry, that was me.
So what is that? So they're all super fighting robots then?
No,
they're not Mega Man.
Yeah, it's just got G1, movie, Beast Wars, all the different incarnations.
There are too many, or have been too many, mobile games.
Yes.
I can't keep track. I can't do nothing. Forced to Fight brings together complete history. That's great. Is it going to last more than 8 months? And how does it fit in with the other 17 mobile games that are currently out?
Like, and if it ends, like, will the app still work? Like, if it ends, like, I don't give a crap if it dies, as long as I can still play it.
I don't hate Earth Wars. I thought I would, but I don't hate it. I think it's okay.
I feel nothing for Earth Wars. I can't
even play
it, but I don't hate it.
It's not great or anything, but yeah, I don't hate it. So that's a plus, at least.
The only mobile phone game I had for Transformers was on my Razor when I had the first Razor. And it was the one where you had the four squares, and you had to be like in opposing squares, and you could attack, and you had to move. I can't remember the name of it. It was kind of fun, but it was kind of limited.
I don't remember that.
Which was that a mobile game? Sorry, Don. Or?
Yeah. It was a game. The screen was broken up into individual squares like a checkerboard, and you had to take over power plants to get energy.
Gosh, that does, yeah. Well, I can't remember. I think I know the one you mean.
Yeah, and you had to stand in like opposing squares to attack them, but you had to keep them from getting power plants under the Decepticon banner, or otherwise they could make more energy and attack you more. Something along those lines.
Game's coming out in spring.
Was that called Awakening?
Yes, I think so. Because it came out about the same time the first Motorola Razr came out, because that's the phone I had it on.
That was a long, long, long time ago.
Over a decade now.
That was like 2003.
Yep. Yeah, I had that Razor up until like
maybe not
5 years ago, 6 years ago, something like that. Maybe a little bit longer.
Awakening was 2010. So
Generations, Robots in Disguise, and Rescue Bots.
I didn't play
that. Allspark said it's basically Crisis on Infinite Cybertrons.
Hey,
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like mashups. I just, you know, would...
Is Blur going to run into Unicron's weapon and turn into the Speed Force?
Probably.
I just hate it when games take themselves too seriously. Something like this looks like it'll be fun, and they'll just do whatever wacky thing they want to do.
It'll be people using G1 Prime to beat up Movie Prime.
Yes!
There you go.
People love it.
I don't know. I put my money on Movie Optimus in a fight between him and G1 Optimus.
He's lethal.
Because we've seen how he fights.
He will take his face off.
So apparently they're saying at the presentation the Combiner Wars video series had over 120 million views globally. That makes me just intensely sad inside.
How many of those are people watching and going, wait, was it really that bad?
Yeah.
People watching in disbelief.
That's every episode.
Well, I think they were stunned and just forgot how to turn it off, and they just sort of couldn't until they were
like not Combiner to Wars. Beat a dead horse, but like nobody. No community like that. Maybe Facebook.
Like so, you're comparing this though, those views to people getting kicked in the crotch.
It's not like okay. So we have a first toy reveal, which is Titan Master Ramhorn for Wave 2 2017.
Titan Master, interesting.
Huh. Shuffler probably retool. Probably, yeah. I imagine.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
reissuing Cosmos.
Ah, sucks a bit that he's like going to be like the issuing? One cassette hold who isn't well, going to be
good because I never got him
a cassette.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah.
Legend Sea Spray.
Legend Sea Spray.
Yes.
Yay. He's
reissuing. I'm fine with that.
Being transmissions rumors by the time we're done because they had a ton of them.
I don't know if we had that one.
Sea Spray. I thought you did.
Oh, maybe.
I think you had. Ask Charles. He'll know.
Yeah.
Now they're showing. The Croc and them deluxe wave.
Is there anything they can do to that Cosmos to modify it so they
get
can
rid of that
do,
tail?
Continue the well, I mean, continue the Titan Master thing with the Legends. Is there anything they can do to it? Or I guess they're
probably,
could probably
add a couple of little pegs so the Titan Master could ride it or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
So in space, he's like surfing on Cosmos then.
Yeah.
I feel like they'd almost certainly drop his guns, wouldn't they?
Okay, yeah. So Twin yeah. Twist Titan Master is
Flame Out.
Flame Out.
And Freeze Out, okay.
Windblade. It's now, definitely Windblade.
Now with the Cosmos, we can reenact that scene from the last issue of Optimus Prime where all the Sharktacons fall down.
Yep.
Yeah.
Merc.
Scorchfire.
Octone.
Merc.
Oh, they went Merc. With, they didn't, all right.
Didn't go tall, I want Tall Tankor. I want Tankor to say Tall Tankor.
Tall Tankor and Fat Tankor.
Ben Yee said Windblade is a new sculpt.
Yeah, interesting.
Scorchfire. Oh.
That seems right to me. I didn't really get into that idea of her being a hybrid. It seemed weird.
Blitzwing with Hazard?
Yeah.
Octone's Titan Master is Merc.
Merc.
Yeah.
Merc.
M-U-R-K or M-E-R-C?
Yes,
M-U-R-K.
M-U-R-K, yeah.
Blitzwing with Hazard.
So, I'm assuming that Blitzwing is a new mold.
Blitzwing is
Megatron. Yeah. Megatron. Okay, yeah.
Yep.
Overlord with Dreadnought.
Hazard. Okay.
I hope Hazard is painted orange because those Duke boys need to.
Oh yes, Chris, good one.
That cast is
hoping.
Diecast is really good at taking photos, but not as great at typing on his phone.
Yeah.
Overworld
well, on Dreadnought.
Well, again, Ben's had a lot more practice. So, I mean, you know.
Ben is amazing probably, to watch work. Let me just say
oh,
that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I have sat beside him at Hasbro at BotCon, and the man just. He doesn't have to look at his phone. He can just look at the presentation and hardly even look at his phone to type. It's amazing.
Overlord is downstairs and Ant notes the chest opens up.
Okay.
Oh my.
Titan Master is Dreadnought.
Mm-hmm. I like the
name.
Sounds
like we're only getting one Titan Master, which makes sense, but I was hoping for two.
Yeah.
Two would have been cool.
You they might release a single of the other one.
Would be if...
okay, so... The speed box set is called Chaos on Velocitron.
Ah, nice.
That's, cool. Yeah, that's interesting.
Kind of makes sense.
Well, it's a more marketable name, isn't it, than calling something Speed.
Yeah.
I like that they keep using the name Velocitron, because that goes all the way back to Cybertron. Yeah.
Yep. And according to Ben, Phase Sixers are complete. So I guess, what, Quick Switch is the last one?
No, it's Black Shadow, Sky Shadow,
and Six Shot.
Okay. Rodimus Prime with diecast head. Weird.
No, a Rodimus Prime diecast head.
The Titan Master would be diecast.
Yeah, that's with a diecast head is what I said.
Wait,
no, it's not Rodimus Prime. It's just a Titan
head.
Master.
Oh, it is a Rodimus Prime diecast head.
Ah.
There's a very important difference.
And the Chaos of Velocitron will feature a G2 laser Optimus Prime.
Nice.
As anticipated.
Yeah. Yes. Nautica, Quick Switch, and okay, yeah. That's both of these sets. I think I'm be getting both of these sets.
It's got the GT sticker and the Burning Forest. The Laser Prime has the Burning Forest sticker on it.
Wonderful. Yes.
So are they saying TRU exclusive for it? Is that what they're saying?
Yep. Yeah.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
Get your credit cards out.
So that's not titanium, Rodimus Prime again.
Sejon Cybertron, Diecast Thunderwing Head, Pounce, Metal Hawk. Tidal Wave, Magnus Prime, aka Jinrai.
I wonder if Metal Hawk could be that highbrow retool we've been.
Japanese Jinrai is Metal Hawk.
So
no. What? Magnus Prime.
Magnus Prime is a reissue of Japanese Jinrai.
I bet Metal Hawk is probably the Apex armor. That was the only difference between the rumor.
Yeah.
Okay, so Prime, Jinrai, that would be weird. Okay, so the Prime coming in the set is our Optimus or Takara Optimus?
Takara Optimus.
Takara like. Jinrai.
But as Laser Prime, or is that two different sets?
That's two different sets.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
The Chaos and Velocitron has the G2, the Voyager mold Optimus Prime is G2 Laser Prime. The Siege on Cybertron has the Jinrai.
Okay, all right. Remember, I've only got 5 gigs a week, so my speed's I'm downloading the tweets a lot slower than y'all, so I'm a little behind.
Yeah, mine are ticking in slow here.
A Blur Redeco.
A diecast Titan Master. That's so strange to me.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Yeah. I'm kind of betting only the face part's going to be diecast.
Right.
Yeah,
Nautica is a Blur Redeco.
Well, that we sussed out.
Yeah.
Adam Paulus is noting that there is retooling on Nautica.
Okay. I saw Anne's tweet that it was a Blur Redeco. It did not say anything about...
She'd have to have the fans, at least.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Making it into a boat, you have to add some.
Boat in air quotes. You know.
Wow.
Well, you know, it's good... It's good we're getting Jinrai over here, considering what the aftermarket is already on that figure and how many places.
Honestly, Don, I feel you're scary about a box set with Jinrai and Godbomber seemed the most plausible. But I guess
Trypticon has a Titan Master seat in his mouth.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's like a picture plant. You know, you trick it into sitting there and then it swallows.
What's Tidal Wave based on?
Broadside.
Okay.
Yeah. General Techno on Twitter said they stole that idea from Tom Scioli, the seat in Trypticon's mouth.
Yeah.
That's someone I'd be stealing ideas from.
Awesome.
So they're running through the design phases of Trypticon now.
I wonder if Jinrai is the same colors or if he's new colors.
I think it's going to be blue. They call it Magnus.
Yeah, I mean, it would be kind of dull, honestly, if they just released it in the same prime colors.
Mm-hmm. Except for those people didn't get it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that shouldn't be, you know, I don't think that should be the way they do it. You know?
It would be interesting if Metalhawk is the Apex armor, having that gold, I mean, that'll be an interesting look when they're combined.
I don't know. I suppose he's got the wings. So, I guess. Yeah. But it would really be pretty much just a name slap, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I wouldn't be keen on that. I'd much rather have, you know, much as it would be nice to have the, you know, the I can't remember his name, Godbomber, the Godbomber toy. I'd rather have some kind of new Metal Hawk.
Yeah.
This could be one of those situations where they're trying to just get the name and they have something planned later on, too.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, maybe get the name out, but maybe they have something planned for Power of the Primes at some point.
Right.
Yeah.
20
or even tall, RID if it goes when they go back to Cybertron.
Yeah,
right. Maybe. Yeah,
and of course, people watching live, no photos are allowed currently, so we are not getting photos or video of this yet. But Diecast will have that as soon as he is down there.
Yeah, we heard something about a reuse of the highbrow. I'm guessing that's Metal Hawk.
Weird for a Metal Hawk though.
Yeah,
I mean when they say a reuse of the highbrow, do they mean just like? Like Hybro or like a reuse in the way that it was a reuse of the Scourge.
Right.
Yeah.
Cause you know, I mean, I don't mind Hybro, but it's certainly, you know, one of the weaker like modes from the first two waves.
According to Ben, he says, the spaceship mode for Trypticon is based on the Nemesis.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for fans of the Nemesis.
Yeah. People are speculating. It's
not the same thing.
Yeah.
No.
The spaceship mode reminded me more of the Clone Wars, like, troop transport ships.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, they're feeding Trypticon live on stage now.
Brilliant.
Nice.
Awesome.
Nice.
Get PETA on the phone.
See, because I've been wondering if the idea is that you put he eats the Titan Masters, and then do you retrieve them from the from his belly underneath. Or if you can get him from the little, like, well, we've seen from the pictures of the city mode that there's like a there is a side door in
his
the city
belly
mode.
Opens up, and that's where you get him.
Figures can be retrieved by opening Trypticon's chest.
I wonder how many he can hold.
He's full.
I think quite a lot at that.
Yeah, how hungry is he?
Yeah, he's pretty huge.
I guarantee that's the first thing everybody's going to find out when they get one.
You're probably the only person having that pack master is actually fed.
There you go. His front door opens and he has two levels inside. Sneak peek.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Now I'm imagining four Trypticons, like hungry Trypticons.
Yeah, that's great. Is it going to be toys or is it going to be designs or is it going to be video of the show?
Well, now they're talking about the choose the next prime vote.
Make way for unknown evil.
Yeah.
Still mad hound.
For the monkey.
It'd also be nice to find out like what this power of the primes thing actually means. Like, is this for fiction somewhere? Is it for toys? You know?
It's well, the next generation.
Flagged it in IDW.
Oh, yeah, I meant like the pole exactly. Like it hasn't been as clear as like with Victorian or Windblade.
Oh, good point. Yeah,
I figure it'll lead to a new toy. I mean, that's what all the previous quotes have. Yeah. But if it feels like it's being done really far in advance compared to the other ones, I think it's probably because it will be reflected in the comics. So they need to
fan vote winner is drum roll.
The tension.
Yeah.
The drama.
Twitter refresh.
Jeremy, you're supposed to get one of those on your soundboard, remember?
I did not even have my iPad up, so there's no temptation. I figured Brian would not appreciate someone else with the soundboard.
I would have been, well, it would have probably got on my nerves like it got on their nerves when I had one, so I deserve it.
That's a really good way to look at it. I'm in favor of that.
I need to add it.
The winner is not said, apparently. Yeah.
Not said. Oh, damn it. Unknown Wait, evil
not
is this
said, or it hasn't been said.
Awesome. There it is.
Unknown evil is Deathsaurus.
All right, fair enough.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yeah.
Well, I did wonder maybe a little bit if it was a double bluff.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. But whatever.
Is that a character, Chris? Double bluff is that
that's a good Transformery name.
That is.
So unknown evil washes used toys in his bathtub.
Optimus Primal One.
Wow, nice. Yay.
Primal
One. Oh, hey.
Okay. That's all about the monkey. Surprise. That's all right.
So now cue the message boards. You know, shouting rigged ahead of
time. What do you think about that?
I was shouting rigged months ago, but I thought it would be unknown evil or Magnus.
Do you like that, Matt?
No, I despise that.
I think I voted for Primal all the way to the end too. So that's
Star Saber came in third. Really?
I voted a lot for Star Saber.
I'm so upset. Hound didn't even make the cut.
Yeah, I would have. I voted for Hound.
That would have been the only interesting choice for me.
Yeah,
only one. Out of nowhere.
So I guess next year really is the year of the monkey.
Is it?
This guy on Twitter says, "All hell Robogrod."
I'm not surprised, to be honest, like aside from it, well, I mean, I guess we go back to some of the early Hall of Fame votes with this one, and it's like with Beast Wars, you never split the vote, you know, with the other characters. Sometimes you get the sense that maybe the vote is split among, you know, G1 characters. But so I take it that means Ultra Magnus was dead last, which is excellent and the way it should have been, because for Christ's sake, he had an 80-minute movie showing us why he's not supposed to be a prime. Yeah,
so according to Ant, the results are Primal, which won, then Unknown Evil, Ultra Magnus, and Star Saber in fourth place.
Oh, Star Saber was dead last. I'm okay with that too, because stop.
who knows who is?
A thing. He's not very interesting.
But I want a Star Saber guy's combiner force.
And somebody said that there will be an Optimus Primal toy because of this.
Excellent. Nice.
If only they had an Optimus Primal toy out there that they could just
use. They could just put out now?
The Robot Masters one?
Have an anniversary.
No, hopefully they won't go back and reuse the Ape Link version from BotCon, which was the anniversary Primal.
Oh, they can just re-release the Ape Link Titan Master as Optimus Primal.
Yeah, I'd buy that again.
So they are actually showing the opening of RID Season 3 here, so maybe we will get a freaking date.
I would like to get another take on Transmetal Optimus Primal, to be honest. That's what I would rather have if I had my druthers.
That would be cool.
I mean, He's certainly the design that's the most far removed from the traditional Optimus look. So from that point of view, yeah. But well, at the same time, it's not what I think of when I close my eyes and imagine Optimus Primal.
He may have been the first Beast Wars toy I bought was Transmetal Optimus Prime. I cannot remember if I bought something before that.
Airazor is my first one. That was when I won. Then I think Optimus Primal was probably my first.
I might have bought something smaller first to test the waters and be like, hey, this is cool. Hey, I want to get this blue-looking monkey guy.
I had just gotten over the Beast Wars sucks mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah, I took until Transmetals to get there. So mine was, my first, I think, was Transmetal Cheetor and Tarantulas.
Yeah.
I never got any of the Beast Wars toys until the Universe Rodimus Primal.
So Galvatronus is going to be a boxed set. But we kind of knew there were RID boxed sets coming, right?
Yeah, Team Combiner boxes.
Yeah, I thought we did.
And they've announced all but one of the five characters involved. Treadshock, Rightgear, Skyjack, Cyberwarp, and more.
They've already moved to last night. They've already moved to last night, meaning they're basically probably going to show nothing effectively in the skies. You
know, two Combiner Force box sets. We've basically seen all the Warrior class figures.
The Bumblebee Combiner had Drift Sword. Even though Drift was not a member of the Combiner.
Interesting.
Maybe Drift just turns into the sword.
There you go. That'd be great. Let's run.
Rescue Bots Optimus Prime race set.
Oh yeah, I just saw that. They did. There was a picture of that through the conference call. Yeah, the investor thing earlier today.
My kid would love that.
Yeah, it's like Optimus is a big trailer, and the trailer unfolds out into a big racetrack.
So, actually, may still be in the chat. Maybe not. General Techno tweeted, like, seriously, Beast Wars kept winning Hall of Fame polls whenever they had nominees. This means something, Hasbro. I just retweeted that because I think that's 100% accurate.
Yeah.
No, maybe we're going to see what IDW does Beast Wars on Eucharis looks like.
Premier Edition is a collector line.
Yeah.
No, really?
that's where they can have the movie toys that can actually cut you.
Confirmation.
Rip your face off.
I respect those Dinobot Redecos more than I want them.
Yeah, I don't hate them. They just bore me.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, I'm the kind of guy, I'd be like, you know, I respect or like a screen accurate deco as much as the next guy, but I don't not want my lovely rainbow colored Dinobot.
Exactly.
Okay, so they revealed a character called Steelbane, which is a deluxe. It's a dragon, and they're calling it the First Knight.
That's what? A good name.
So is this that three-headed knight dragon thing?
Hmm. Wouldn't surprise me, because that's going to be in the past. Hmm.
Oh, Scorn's getting a brand new Voyager.
Really?
All right.
Which will probably be the same dull colors as the other Dinobot redecos.
Mm.
Which one was Scorn?
Spinosaur.
Yeah, Spinosaurus.
Oh. Was he the red one?
Yeah.
The red one, wasn't he?
The really cool toy.
The one that was kind of like basically somebody revived a Beast Wars toy.
Deluxe concept Camaro.
Hmm.
So are the mini Dinobots separate from the regular sized Dinobots?
Good question. I want like animatronic mini Dinobots that will like live in my house and let me pet them.
Like a little
that should be their version of the BB-8 toy.
Yes.
Okay. So, Megatron's a jet Voyager. New deluxe Bumblebee, new Camaro mode, deluxe Drift, Crosshairs, and Ant's saying Jet Megatron's a deluxe. So I'm not sure which way that's actually going.
Adam Paulus says Hound is a Mercedes thing, and Ant says that Hound has a removable helmet.
Hound is based on a Mercedes Unimog.
Okay.
That's the vehicle mode for this movie.
Everyone seems to be liking Hound. That's
Megatron will also have a leader class figure. I thought that's what we saw in the slides yesterday.
Well, that's like the first
Okay, Ant just corrected that Megatron from before is a Voyager, not a deluxe.
Of course, probably everything we hear about the movie here is going to be basically the entirety of the movie toy line, isn't it?
It seems like it, because they were projecting the movie to basically take place entirely in the second quarter in terms of toy sales.
Yeah. Well, just based on Age of Extinction, what did it have? Three waves? Three waves tops?
Yeah.
Three and a half, yeah.
Yeah.
And now half
Deluxe
of this
Squeaks transforms into a robot vehicle and maintenance bay.
It's a Vespa.
Oh, neat.
Deluxe who?
Squeaks.
That's awesome.
Squeaks. Yeah, I forgot Squeaks happened.
He's a Vespa.
forget. No, I like the look of him, and I like the idea that I presume that's a way of getting like a kind of a roughly to scale Squeaks into the toy line, not like they wound up having to do with Wheelie when they did a deluxe Wheelie who was just like a giant Wheelie. I presume this is a way they can get kind of a correctly sized Squeaks in with a bunch of like accessories and stuff to make up the parts count.
They have the movie truck, the AllSpark Tech stuff.
They have the movie prop for Squeaks.
They kind of do, yeah.
Like I wouldn't get them, but I respect and like fun interactive stuff, intelligent toys that know what you're doing with them.
Yeah, AllSpark Tech new product line bringing Transformers to life in quotes.
Yeah.
I like Diecast's tweet about AllSpark Tech, which is just AllSpark Tech with two question marks.
It'll have built-in message boards.
You know what does strike me about that is
that's
that
awesome.
Each one is coming with like an AllSpark cube. And I'm like, that's relying on young kids now to be aware of something from, let's not forget, a 10-year-old film. Yeah. So I wonder what that if that has any bearing on what this film is going to be about.
AllSpark Tech is like a one or three step changer. Then Ben goes on to say, "Scoutish class figure fit an AllSpark in, and it comes to life with sound effects and lights."
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I could be using like RFID tech or something.
Yeah,
quite possibly. That's so simple to implement at this point.
Yeah. Sound effects, including Cullen as Optimus,
Voyager class Scorn,
Bumblebee, Drift Hound, and Barricade featured in AllSpark Tech line.
They're pushing Barricade again then. I mean, he was kind of like.
AllSpark Tech has about 20 sound effects, including Cullen as Optimus.
Yep. Nice. Of course, I say nice, but I live in a country that will, for the next 2 years, be part of Europe. So I won't get any of that interesting sound effects. I'll just get noises and borked sound chips.
The new giant Transformers toy is Dragonstorm Mega Turbo Changer.
That sounds like a Power Rangers toy.
Dragonstorm is his name, definitely. Or is Dragonstorm the descriptive adjective?
Dragonstorm seems to be the name. So it has a cyberfire light which reveals hidden messages. It's a black light.
Nice.
So there's a Steelbane and a Dragonstorm. There are two different characters there. Okay.
So
those are nice names that sound even better when you say them one after the other.
Yeah.
Steelbane and Dragonstorm.
I like them.
So this fits into the leak of the Barricade one-step changer that had, or the deco sheet for that called out the UV reactive paint.
Right.
So there's invisible detailing under normal light, and then you shine the cyber fire light on the toys, and it reveals the patterns.
Oh, that's neat. It'll probably just have like little cyberglyphics or
10
something.
10 years of Transformers live-action movies.
Don't remind us.
Boo. Are you dead yet?
It doesn't feel a day past 20 years.
No. If you're waiting for the movie series to die off, give it until, say, after next summer or whenever the Bumblebee movie actually comes out.
That could be the one to.
That's what I'm expecting.
Last night, product hit shelves April 24th.
Okay, that's a little bit earlier than usual.
I don't know. If Rogue One didn't kill off the Star Wars franchise thing, then I don't think the Bumblebee or Transformers any.
And even if the Bumblebee people actually like Star Wars.
Even if the Bumblebee does kill the movie franchise, that just means they're going to roll it in with the other cinematic universe and start over.
I'd be up for that.
Yeah. I imagine Transformers can certainly have its popularity buoyed by being paired with top flight franchise masks.
Wait, biggest news right here. Transformers filters are now on Snapchat.
I saw that. That means nothing to me.
April 24th is the global launch date for the Transformers 5 toy line.
The Reveal Your Shield campaign.
Reveal Your Shield?
Yeah, it's like Reveal the Shield, but it's Reveal Your Shield specifically.
Yeah, they're just reusing.
So I think that's about wrapping up Transformers. Marvel is coming up next.
It'll be interesting to see what else.
A lot, wasn't it? It was like half an hour of Transformers.
Yeah.
Well, we
do have a movie coming out.
Yeah. Yep.
Maybe next year.
So do we expect to see Master Visionaries, Don?
I'm thinking we might hear something about Master.
We have Madballs on the on the shelf right now. We have to have something.
Do we?
Yeah. Here in the U.S.
We do.
Nothing is off the table, is it?
No.
Everything old is new again.
right. So right now they're talking about Star Wars Monopoly. This seems to be part of. They're actually in the Monopoly, I guess, or the gaming or miscellaneous.
Well, Monopoly expanded they've universe.
They've been in the Star Wars for a while,
but they're talking.
Yeah, they're talking about the Black Series diorama things.
But
now.
There's 13 minutes left of the presentation, and like gaming stuff was one of the items that they showed on the.
Yeah, but they can probably blow through that in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, just one slide.
Like, yeah, here's Monopoly. Still the same thing.
So, hey, there's a thing called Monopoly
thing with the piece changes.
This is still a presentation for like general retailers and things. So in terms of like Magic and Dungeons and Dragons and things, all they really need to say is Magic and Dungeons and Dragons still exist.
But like Nerf,
here's some new cards.
Nerf is huge. Nothing.
Hey, do you like Sorry? We got more Sorry coming.
Yeah, I don't expect to see anything from like Wizards of the Coast on this.
No.
But like Nerf is huge. Like nothing with Nerf.
Nerf or nothing, Brian. Nerf get it right.
But nothing specifically on any of the side brands that we had hoped to hear about, like G.I. Joe.
The Crown Jewel.
The Crown Jewel.
It's like they really have, well, I don't know. I suppose this is toy fair, so I don't know.
Yep, there aren't any toys here yet.
What's the next big thing after this? Is it San Diego?
Yep.
Yeah.
God, that long, man.
August,
June,
July.
Some of this stuff is tell me stuff.
Well, aren't there big gaming conventions like Dragon Con where they might would make an announcement?
Dragon Con is Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
There's Gen Con sometime between now and then, I think.
When is HasCon? Is it September?
September.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
The end of September.
I'm kind of thinking at this point, like, yeah, there is a big gap between now and STCC. I'm kind of thinking they might, you know, around May, do like one of those little conference call deals like they did late 2015.
Yeah, possible.
Just to kind of catch us up to the midpoint.
So actually, since we have folks here we don't normally talk to each week, who's going to HasCon? No, I'm not.
Nope. We actually have a guy that's lives very close, so we're probably going to try to send him.
I live close enough to go. I just don't know that I want to.
I had planned on it, and I have the time set up off. But if they don't, you know, like start giving us information to get me excited for it,
exactly.
Go
ahead, Don.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, I originally thought I might go just because it was a new thing, but then I saw that TFCon DC is the end of September, so I can go there for my birthday weekend, which obviously I'd rather do that. So HasCon's out, and I'll definitely be at TFCon.
I love TFCon. I enjoy TFCon.
Well, I'll probably be drunk most of the weekend, so you should come and... some fun.
But like I love TFCon for like the camaraderie, but I love like official Hasbro stuff for like the official news and stuff. And man, if I have to pick like official stuff versus camaraderie, I got Twitter. I got
All right, so HasCon is then closer to the beginning of September because TFCon's at the end of September into the beginning.
They're like a month, nearly a month apart.
No, they're about 2-3 weeks apart.
3 weeks and nearly a month.
Now that's kind of interesting. Entertainment Earth is getting an exclusive Black Series R5D4, but what makes that interesting is that is news to Adam Paulus, who both works for Entertainment Earth and runs a Star Wars fan site.
Interesting.
Okay. Surprise! Well,
surprises left at Toy Fair after all.
And Force Friday 2 is going to be September the 1st.
Yep.
So that's when all your new Star Wars toys will release for Episode 8.
And we will be getting a Force Awakens Luke figure with stand there and say nothing action, apparently. Yeah.
Stand there and sneer.
Movie accurate.
Yeah.
There was the figure with, you know, Republic Senator as the call out. Luke needs to have enigmatic silence as his call out.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just cannot get excited about anything Star Wars anymore, other than...
I love The Force Awakens.
Yeah,
I like it. Watch great.
Rogue One,
Rebels
has
been amazing.
Yep. Rogue One was great.
I loved Rogue One.
I enjoyed Rogue One. Yeah. Rogue One
was crap.
What?
I love Rogue One.
Rogue One was kind of boring.
It was fan service for 2.5 hours. It was ridiculous.
What's wrong with that?
In fact,
it was really only
fan service for like the last half hour or so, and then
mostly the last
2 hours of build up to
I don't see how you can say that Force Awakens wasn't fan service, and
yeah,
I mean, it's the most manipulative movie at least I've ever seen.
At least the Force Awakens was a continuation.
Yeah, I agree. No,
they blow up another Death Star.
I mean, Rogue One, they didn't blow up a Death Star. You know, it's kind of like the exception as far as Star Wars.
I loved both. I really did. But I mean, like, but The Force Awakens is the most manipulative movie that I have ever watched in my entire life.
Probably right.
I mean, I know what you're saying, but it's like, I was aware of that as I was watching it. You know, I was
wash the bad taste of the prequels out of your mouth.
It had so many beats from the
original trilogy, but it was supposed to get people excited about Star Wars again.
Hang on, Don. Hasbro Toy Shop has in stock those Star Wars 40th series figures they were just talking about.
Really?
I just saw the tweet from Ben. I think it was Ben. Yeah,
I think it was before.
And Hasbro Toy Shop is now, okay, it's running slow.
I'm not able to get to that link that they just put out there.
Yeah, it worked for me. Go ahead, Rob.
Sorry, Don. The URL has a thing called, has a little call out in it marked see now, buy now. So I'm wondering if we're not going to see a bunch of things just show up in the middle of Toy Fair like this.
I clicked on Leia and it says in stock and add to cart for the 40th anniversary Leia.
Gosh, I wonder if Titans Return Wave 4 is in stock.
40th anniversary R2-D2.
Yeah, let's check that before everyone checks out.
This is all Star Wars.
I got the See Now, Buy Now thing to load, but it's like, there's the header stuff, but there's no content.
You got to click on the figure that you want to go to.
I mean, like, below the header is just blank.
Oh,
there's no inventory shown.
I see it.
I have a feeling the website's getting some kind of heavy traffic.
Holy crap! That's a 6-inch figure.
Yes.
Okay, I'll get the Leia. No.
Yeah. Well, Time Return Optimus Voyager is not in stock. While I'm checking, and then I'm gonna check Megatron. But probably
actually, if they're 6 inches, I think I may get that Luke.
Yeah, they say they're wrapping up now.
Okay.
Well,
Hascon then.
Photos in a minute. Hopefully.
Yep. And there's
I'm surprised they did not even mention Hascon.
Yeah.
Surprised isn't the right word for it, because it's like, whatever, I guess, at this point. You know, it's like,
well, it's kind of bad if they're thinking, okay, they're going to actually like talk about it at SDCC, you know, a little bit over a month before it's actually going to happen.
I presume they'll have to put out information about it online before then.
If they'd like
people to show up, that might be for the best.
That's kind of my worry, is the thing. You know, they're going to wait until an unreasonably late time to actually explain what to expect there.
Well, they wouldn't want to shock people who normally go to Transformers.
Oh, yeah, they're going to
stick to the pattern.
Okay, I can't remember my password.
Let's see. My thing is, I'm living here in Southern Virginia. I'm 4 hours away, roughly, from Atlanta. And 4 hours away from DC. So I can actually drive very easily to both shows. Going back to Pawtucket would require me to fly. And that means I couldn't bring anything to sell to help recoup any of the plus if there's not gonna be a dealer's room and that we don't know what exclusives are going to be or if they want to have anything. Yeah,
we know nothing about this show going into it.
Yes.
Ant just tweeted that Hasbro official images are expected to come at 9 p.m. Eastern tonight.
Okay.
Wow. All
right.
Just in time for a podcast recording. That's nice. Great.
Probably be in bed.
That's okay. You lucky people.
Okay. So, photos here in a minute. Hopefully some video.
Well, in a few minutes, I mean.
Yeah, well.
If they still are breaking them up into groups for the showroom, there's no guarantee who's going to be in first group.
But I'm checking H. I'm checking
Hasbro. A shot if they go alphabetical.
Yeah.
One benefit to them inviting fewer people is maybe he'll have better internet.
Yeah. He had pretty good internet last time.
Yeah, I don't remember that being like a huge problem.
Yeah, I'm checking HTS now, and Optimus, Megatron, and Six Shot are still sold out.
I'm sorry, Don.
That's fine. No, it's just so if anyone's hoping there'll be like a massive restock store wide for the hits. Apparently not. It's probably just the Star Wars stuff that was dropped into their inventory.
You know what's awesome about Hasbro Toy Shop? Nothing. Yeah.
So, I was gonna say I can't think of anything.
I'm trying to reset my password.
I can think
I'm trying to reset my password, and it will not let me do, like, I have to select what my password question is. I don't know what I put in. And it's not like it prompts me. It's not like it says, yeah. It's not like it gives me the question that I selected, which I can answer. I'd have to go through each one. Yeah. No, I'm like, okay, I'll create a new account. I can't create an account, because I have an existing account. So I literally have to go through.
Do you have to be registered, or can you just like be like a jump in and buy something?
You should
be able
to check out as a guest.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. There's usually an option to do that.
I think it wants me to check out.
Make an account for Kim.
I know. Welcome to me. I don't want her to get the package. I'll just live without it.
You've got to have an alternate email that you could use.
Hey, Brian, you may order it for you while I'm there, and I'll just send it to you.
No, I'm good. I'm good, Don. It's okay.
Okay.
I'll just live without it.
Because I'm logged in, I can get it for you.
Don, you should totally do that. Kilby will trade you a Death's Head 2 for it.
Oh,
I love Don's look right there. Okay. Let me add Bobby if I can without crashing anything.
This is the most with these headphones. Sort of like hold my beer.
Yeah.
You know, I'm disappointed to see some hate on Twitter for the selection of Optimus Primal from the Power of the Prime thing.
Intensely disappointed in some very specific people.
Hey, our Twitter...
And none of it's even from me.
Hey, on Twitter, Samuel Green is saying that HasCon's website was updated yesterday.
Oh. Nice of them to let us know.
Yeah. Right.
That's like when they update Hasbro Pulse and no one knows.
Yeah. Hey, cool. I can add people. I can add more than 10 people, which I've already proven, but...
And HasCon.com is not the right site.
Sign up for insider access, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I may as well, so I get the news to post when I need it.
Yeah.
Well, no, because I signed up for that months ago.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway. What's it hurt?
Hello.
Hey, Bobby. How's it going?
Hey, Bobby.
Hi.
Ellis. And maybe ladies? Any ladies in the house?
Not this year.
Not this year.
Just the fellas, then.
Just the sausage party.
Sausage party, yep.
We are waiting for photos.
Oh, gotcha.
which should be coming any moment now.
The Hasbro panel is currently going on?
It just ended.
It just wrapped up.
Oh, okay. All right.
A wearable Simon challenge? Simon. What?
a VR Simon game.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it looks like a Simon Scouter.
It's going to cost.
Okay, when you describe it like that, I'm suddenly really interested.
Yeah, it's like the new model scouters from Resurrection F.
Fake Oz 22 just tweeted out a picture of an Ecto 1 with working lights.
What? Nice.
I think it's. I'm not sure, but it may be for Playmobil because that's what he's been posting videos of or photos of.
Yeah, Playmobil is launching a Ghostbusters.
I think
they're launching a Ghostbusters line.
Too bad I'm not three.
Who cares how old you are? It's Ecto 1 with working lights.
Yeah, no.
Yes.
Hey, are we all doing video or no?
Yeah, you can if you want to. If you don't want to, don't worry about it.
All right, let me see what I got here. I'm not the best with technology. Let's see here.
Lights, hey, iron. Wow.
Okay, Bob, we're using Windows 98 as late as 2009. No, so you're probably in better shape than I was.
All right. Am I up? Is my video showing?
Not yet.
Let's see. Maybe this works.
There you go. It's starting.
All right, good.
In the mask.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
He doesn't do anything on video without the mask.
Never. Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, it's like my thing.
Or in public.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Bobby, I just want to say, since you're on, thank you for your videos, man. There's been several third-party things I could not transform without your help because I was having a devil of a time with Andreas and those feet.
Oh, well, yeah. That was a tricky one. Thank you for watching, man.
Well, I appreciate it, and I like it when you point out the stress points and everything because you just can't use the instructions anymore. I have not had a decent pair of instructions on those in years.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I just you know whether like I don't know, man. I started doing it to show people both the pros and the cons, and sometimes I get a hard time for showing too many cons, but.
Well, yeah, I hate using this term because Fox News has ruined it.
Oh God!
But I like it when reviewers are fair and balanced because they show what's good about.
I got worried there for a minute, Don.
Yeah,
you mean in instead of giving you fake news?
Oh.
No, but you know, Because some of these things, it's just hard to see. It's like on I've still got Downbeat to transform. And I'm going to use your video and probably MGO's because those feet look like they're going to be kind of difficult.
I know people like the feet. I hate the feet. I hate the feet so much.
Well, it does.
I think the feet are actually a point of contention for a lot of people. Like my issue with the feet was the plastic choice, like that swirly plastic instead
of the gunmetal gray plastic.
Yeah, instead of like a finish on them. But I'm always looking for a finish. But finish is becoming a dying breed. I mean, even Takara is like hit or miss on finish these days. Like Inferno had it, but Shockwave didn't.
Oh, photos coming through.
Yeah, Ant and Diecast are outside the showroom right now.
But Bobby, thanks to you and a couple other video reviewers, I had to pick them up.
Oh.
Okay, cool.
Right over to Troya's Squeaks.
Nice. Yep.
There's Tremere Squeaks with the little lab piece and...
yeah, look at that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, little, okay, comes so it's like a little trailer thing.
Trailer I like that, actually.
Box oh, look at the little toolbox that opens up. That's great.
Yeah.
I'll buy that just for the accessories.
Yeah, damn.
That is awesome.
They sold me a movie toy on the first photo. What is going on?
His name's Squeaks. Run.
They His know what they're Squeaks. Doing.
They certainly do.
I wonder if Squeaks is big enough to put like a figure arts on.
That's, I'm going to I'm have to buy that. Question. Damn it.
We'll have to get Gigabeam on it.
Oh, yes. Leader Megatron.
It would make sense that a Michael Bay toy for a cute character like Squeaks has this giant honking gun.
Now get a load of Leader Megatron.
Whoa. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
So basically, Squeaks is basically movie Fix It.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
If Fix It came with a big tool case that he could tow behind him.
And oh my gosh, that Megatron looks good.
It does, yep. Doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy crap! Oh, no.
Like it's still clearly like an alien vehicle,
but it's not like
like a vehicle.
It's not like a flying bag of knives like the first Megatron.
Yeah, it looks actually looks good.
I'm about to buy that too. Crap.
I'm a little bit disappointed. It doesn't look a crab.
but then his weakness would be a thing of butter.
Yeah.
I think it hit its weak spot for massive damage, you know.
When you compare Squeaks to Fix It there, it's like what I was saying with Wheelie from Revenge of the Fallen. Like if you wanted an in scale Wheelie, you really needed to get the legend figure. But this deluxe allows you to get a roughly in scale one, but like it's like with Fix It. If they ever done a deluxe Fix It, you'd like to think they could have done it like this with a little bay of tools and stuff to come with it. Bumblebee. So you can have a roughly.
There's Masterpiece movie series Bumblebee.
That looks nice. Yeah.
No, remind me, is this new?
Yeah.
I think it's a concept. Or is this the re-release of the original one?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, the original Masterpiece movie Bumblebee was the Gold Box Battle Ops Bumblebee figure? The 2010.
Ant is getting generation stuff right now. Looks like Metal Hawk is trigger happy.
All right. Oh, there's Nautica.
Okay.
Ooh.
Ant has a picture of Tidal Wave up.
And Pounce is a new mold.
Oh, yeah. It looks like Fastlane
is
too.
Fastlane.
Yeah.
So are we assuming then that Cloudraker and Wingspan will be retools of those mold that will be released at retail individually?
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Laser Prime looks good.
Oh, there's Sea Spray. Okay.
Sea Spray
looks good. Looking quite nice, though I do wish that they had scrapped the double barrel guns.
Well, I kind of wish that in general for Titan's Return.
Brian, you need to buy three of Sea Spray.
The double barrel guns on the front.
But he's not a troop builder.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
but
wow,
you still need to buy three of him.
Oh, jeez, check out Tidal Wave. Oh my god, I need that in my life.
Those are good colors.
Who has Tidal Wave? Who's posted that?
Cartoon Tidal Waves. TFU.
OC Spray. OMG.
And now the part where I have to post things and get to see things like 15 minutes after everyone else.
There's Overlord.
I have load.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. There's one of those red combiners. Which one is that one?
That's Minasaur.
Minasaur standing there, and then that's Ultra B in the box behind.
Spray.
That doesn't look awful. The red combiners don't look terrible.
Well, I love that. That doesn't look awful.
Well, yeah, I mean,
they look simple, but that's
yeah,
they
look simple, but yeah.
I still haven't seen Sea Spray in these pictures
yet.
It's in Ant's feed, at least. I don't know if Diecast has gotten to it yet.
Okay.
Sea Spray looks good.
Yeah, I like the look of it.
Is Dragonstorm a retool of Beast Hunter's Predaking?
No, but I can see why you would think that.
God, I want Overlord, please.
Oh, yeah. Overlord!
Oh, no, Diecast took Diecast took my advice and took a tape measure.
Yeah.
Okay. So
like, looks like the red combiner is about 7 inches tall.
Who has Everlord?
Ant.
Oh, okay, I see it.
Looks so good.
Oh, no, that is
just that is just Overlord. Look at that.
I still haven't got that in. Yeah.
Ah, that looks good.
So, are those red combiners? Do you think those are going to be individual figures?
Box sets.
Yeah, box sets. Yeah.
No, I mean, like the
individual components probably won't transform into robots.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like the individual components being like little robots, kind of like the Crash Combiner Force guys.
No, I figure they'll just be vehicles.
Okay.
They're classified, I believe, as Crash Combiners in the app, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, here's.
Well, looking at them, I don't know.
Doesn't look like there's a robot mode to the vehicles for the arms.
Yeah.
Or if it is, it's just one of those, like, you just sort of stand it up and there's a robot sculpted with bits and pieces.
Yeah, that's what those Crash Combiners were. It's like a head pops up and then feet pop out and then arms go to the side and there you go.
Nautica
really does just have the fan wings. Everything else is the same.
It's blur with wings.
And a new face.
Hello,
not even as much of a departure as Brainstorm was.
Yeah, the face really needs a little more work, I think.
Hello, Nautica's silhouette is kind of the fact Nautica needs that little antenna to complete her silhouette.
There's Octane.
Hello,
Blitzwing.
There's Windblade.
I don't know if I want Octane or Blitzwing.
There's that Nemesis Prime.
Wait, Octane looks brilliant. I want Octane now.
Windblade's interesting.
What's up with their waist?
It's
that kind of weird peachy.
Not pushed color. In, maybe?
Yeah.
Like,
is it like Scourge and Highbrow, maybe?
Yeah,
it's your normal PR. Doesn't know how to transform it.
It's so weird seeing those quick switch colors on a toy, you know, like in nowadays.
On the video,
Octane looks fantastic.
Other than Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
Windblade's not bad. I kind of like that.
Yeah, we're just showing off Ant's picture of Windblade.
And there's Blitzwing.
Octane has really surprised me here, I have to say, because I got the Prime mold and it's nice and all, but I didn't think it could be. Wow, just with those slightly different wings. Whoo, that looks.
Blitzwing. Ooh,
get that one.
Okay, so Windblade is based on the same skeleton as Highbrow and Scourge.
Yeah, that's why the robot mode looks so weird, because it's mistransformed.
Yeah. Pulled out crotch, yeah.
Oh, damn it, I'm going to buy that Octane.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Because, see, that's Provider is a beautiful Octane, but damn, he looks good.
He does look good.
I'm gonna buy this mold like three times over, four if I get. And the Blitzwing! Look at the Blitzwing!
Yeah.
I don't think the Blitzwing looks good.
It's okay.
It's a bad angle, though, to be fair. Lifting the arms up like that makes it look as good.
I think they probably had to put the arms up because they're obnoxiously long and it would have looked silly by its side. That's what I think they chose to do it like that.
Oh, he comes with a sword. So he doesn't come with the. No, obviously, he doesn't come with the shoulder cannon anymore, obviously. He must have a retooled tank to have a full size barrel in on the turret.
Yeah, you can see the tread sticking up behind his head on the turret.
Now I want platinum. Yeah. I want platinum edition Blitzwing and Astro Train in those god awful colors now.
So yeah, Octane makes that mold work a lot better, making the jet mode a jumbo jet rather than a
starfighter
jet. Yeah.
Well, you know,
I picked up Megatron and Blitzwing, Megatron and Prime, because I liked the look of the toys. But you know, I was kind of wrestling over it because I was like, I haven't picked up Titan's Return Astro Train because I got Sentinel Prime.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. And I still don't feel particularly motivated to get this Blitzwing, because I have a pretty nice Blitzwing that just has some slightly wonky shoulders from just a couple of years ago.
So on Trypticon, there is a spot on the back of Trypticon's head where the headmaster plugs in.
It's not full tilt head?
It is full tilt head.
Yeah,
but there's a spot for it on the back of Trypticon's head.
It's kind of like Six Shot in a sense, you plug it in.
There's a spot behind the head laser. It's hidden, but it plugs in. I don't understand.
What plugs in?
What I'm seeing, AllSparks' Twitter account has a short video, but it looks like that spot is what makes the canopy open and the gun deploy.
Yes.
Yeah. Spring the gun pops out.
Trypticon horn gun.
Minicon.
Yeah, basically.
Type stuff there. Okay.
Well, see, Chris, I bought the Sentinel Prime because I saw some Brave homages in there. That whether they're intentional or not, I kind of saw them, and that's why I got him versus the Astro Train. And I wasn't going to buy, like I said, I wasn't going to buy Octane and Blitzwing because I have two very good third-party representations. But now after seeing that Octane, I might just skip the regular Optimus and wait for that gift set.
I'll tell you, I will, because that Octane, wow, that looks fantastic. Yeah.
And that way I'm not buying that mold three times over. I'll get the Optimus as the laser rod Optimus, and I'll have it as Octane, and I'm not buying it a third time.
Dononomics.
I gotta say, I am disappointed though that that the Jinrai in that box set is not even redecoed substantially.
You know what? I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, especially since I was on the Japanese version.
It's a little bit different.
Well, it's, it is, but it's still fundamentally the same thing.
Yeah. When it was called Magnus Prime, I was hoping for a substantially different color scheme. Yeah.
So
yeah, we were thinking it was going to be blue.
Yeah, so that's what I was hoping.
So on that Optimus, is the trailer added to that? I can't really tell from the pictures I've had loaded yet. Is our version of the God Bomber already with that?
No. So maybe we'll get one in a different box set.
Ant snapped a photo of Cosmos.
It's really weird though. The idea that they would release the Jinrai mold in one box set and then release the guy who combines with that somewhere else. That's weird.
It seems like the thing that was being called Iron Apex just turned into Metal Hawk.
Yeah.
That's kind of a shame.
As I say, I like the look of that Metal Hawk, but I wish that it didn't have Trigger Happy's two big double barrel shoulder guns.
I can only assume Iron Apex was just a working name that was supposed to try to
evoke the sound of Metal Hawk.
Yeah, evoke Metal Hawk while they were still figuring out if they could actually call it Metal Hawk.
Where's the good photo of Jinrai?
There's not a good photo of Jinrai, but it's in one of Ant's tweets.
I saw that. Okay. That's with Cosmos, right?
An earlier one has more of it visible. Like the picture that has Metal Hawk fairly visible shows it better.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
Yes, of course.
Please. I don't have the opportunity to speak to guys that are like big fans of the main line very often. So it's interesting to me to hear and listen. But so did you guys see the profits publishing by or published by Hasbro, like the $5 billion year they had last year?
Yeah.
And will we all agree that Titans Return is better than Combiner Wars?
Yeah.
I will. Okay. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Would we also all agree that Marvel Legends have improved and
that couldn't come?
I don't buy Marvel Legends.
Yeah, I don't really get them outside my area.
Does anybody?
I've bought a couple.
It's been a long time.
I've got a couple, Bobby, but not enough to form any consistent timeline of evolution.
Are you suggesting that quality sells?
Well. Yes, to an extent. My question, I mean, I'm happy to see it, don't get me wrong, because I do collect the Black Series and I do collect Legends. But what I'm asking is, with these crazy profits that we're seeing, is there any yearning for more? Like, looking at some of this, are we like, man, you guys did $5 billion, can't we have a little bit more here?
$5 billion, like, as in, has there been more money?
I'd like to have a beachcomber to go along with the sea spray.
Yeah.
Are you talking about like just in terms of quality, like in terms of less hollow figures?
But if they up the quality, their profits go down. So
yeah.
it's a balance. Well,
or do sales go up? Yeah. Or I would expect. Can we make that correlation that
sales could go up,
quality has gone up from Combiner Wars to Titans Returns, they did more money. Maybe if it went up even further, they do better.
There's a third dimension called margin that they may lose. So sales could go up, but they could lose margin.
I would think after the movie, we'll probably see a wave or two of figures with better quality just because they'll have more funds coming in.
Hopefully, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just curious as fans of it. Is there any sort of...
Of course. Yeah. Hey, of course.
Always.
Oh, yeah. The way some of these heads fit on these Titan Masters is atrocious.
Yeah.
But like, yes, they're going to make some with die-cast metal in them now.
Oh, weird to me.
There's a slightly better look at Jinrai from the Allspark. Just a little.
One. Oh, I see it, yeah.
In fact, I didn't look too closely at the Japanese release. Was it all metallized paint like that?
Let me look at it. It's somewhere.
Oh, Super Jinrai?
Yeah.
It looks really very silver paint there.
Hey, I've got mine.
I can actually grab a Jinrai real quick.
Super Jinrai is just gray plastic.
Yeah.
It's in robot mode. I mean, you know, here's the trailer and components.
It's weird to me that they're just straight up releasing that.
Look at that picture from the Allspark, though. Doesn't that trailer look like it's done up in silver paint?
It sure does.
Yeah, the Hasbro one has had silver deco added.
Well, that's
so. I mean, yeah, it's
also,
something.
I also think the blue crotch looks better than the white crotch did next to the gray/silver plastic.
Yeah.
It's a little. I think it's a little hard to tell that the chest deco might be a little different too.
There's no close up.
Maybe the deco is slightly different. No, that one jumps out more than the Jinrai one.
More thinking it'd be like different character rather than.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Bobby, you were talking about that earlier about it wanting more. I brought this up on TFYLP because we had a similar discussion about 2 weeks ago. And I was saying that Hasbro, you know, with the plastics and stuff, there's some hollowness, but it kind of has to be there. But I was saying that I think they could cosmetically change some of their plastics. The hollowness could still be there, but if they could maybe cover the hollowness with, like, you know, like when you look inside somebody's leg, you see all that hollow gaps. But if they could somehow make a panel or design it so that way the hollowness was still inside the leg, but you didn't see it looking inside the leg, just from a cosmetic standpoint. So visually, it would look better, which might help. And I know changing a perception of somebody is very difficult, but you could still have your hollowness, but aesthetically, it not look like it's hollow, which could help.
Sure.
Toys have always been hollow, though. I mean, you're just talking about going back to the way things used to be done, really, aren't you?
Well, I think that it's not so much that they are hollow. It is the visibility of the hollowness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, pictures and stuff, the hollowness, that tends to bother me. But as soon as I get the figure and put it on my shelf, I get about it real quick, and not just because they're on a shelf. I mean, I still look at them, but
I mean, certainly, like Hasbro, the new design team is getting better. I think we can even see it across Combiner Wars, Ninja Titans Return, about learning where on the figure to place that to achieve the best. But like, compare, say, I happen to have this picture of Fastly and open in front of me here, and you can see that the insides of his thighs are hollow, and it's like, well, yeah. I mean, if you're gonna put it anywhere, put it there. That's the bit you don't really see. Compared to, say, Generations Leader Jetfire, where they decided the best place to make it was the outside of his arms.
Yeah. I think that, I mean, my knowledge of it is fairly limited, but I can say that Combiner Wars is the lowest common denominator that I've ever seen.
Well, the problem with Combiner Wars is that there was a very real design necessity in keeping everything working around one rough pattern just so that every single toy could be intercompatible with every other toy. And for the first couple waves of Titans Return, we were still seeing that philosophy kind of held to, maybe not as stringently, but it was still really visible in it. And, you know, now we've gotten into wave 3 and 4 a little bit, you know, that's really falling away, and the toys are coming back into their own identity. So, I mean, I totally get where you're coming from with your view on how Combiner Wars was designed. I agree. In a lot of cases, I got real fatigue with just the design sensibilities of it. But I think it's something they couldn't really help either.
I think some of it, I mean, to be fair, some of it, I mean, I hear you in terms of the engineering wise, they've got to kind of stick to a certain format. I totally agree. But I think it's, you know, there's a lot of open hollow parts. I mean,
there are tons. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, where it's like, man, this is really just the shell and an empty cavity of an arm.
Yeah.
You know, so than than an arm.
I mean,
and for no real engineering purpose, not like it doesn't fit. You know, if it was.
It's dollars and cents. It's just
yeah, absolutely.
It's got to maximize profits. It's a productivity thing.
Sure.
Are the clones, are they deluxes, or are they
legends?
They are legends.
Okay, because they did look really small, but
they are.
But I didn't know, like, if they were legend size, though, because they seemed kind of odd.
I do like that they're doing, like, more obscure characters and kind of making some ballsy choices. You know, I dig that.
That I really like the Sea Spray, but it looks really not Sea Spray-like.
Well, it's all the cubeness.
Yeah.
It also looks like he has that brawn thing where the part of his vehicle mode fits on his arm because they didn't have anywhere to put it.
God, yeah, you're right. Damn, that's true.
You know, I think that Windblade is actually going to look really good when the waist is compressed correctly.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pleasantly surprised at that.
The only thing I would say is a weakness is how the legs just appear to fold over the back and not really, like, solidly come together.
Hey, Brian, do you not like Sea Spray because he's too Dreamwave Sea Spray? Is that what it is?
I honestly couldn't tell you what Dreamwave Sea Spray looked like.
It's been so long, yeah.
I quit reading that crap so long ago.
Yeah. I bet his problem is just that it's not Merman enough.
Yeah, that's true. Now, if this were, like, take that, and if that were, like, a Pretender shell, and you pop it open, and there's a Merman in there, I'd be all about that.
Yes.
He's a little or if it was a deluxe, and the Titan Master was made to look like a little Merman.
That would be great. Yeah. Oh, yeah, so this is a Legend, so it's obviously not a Titan Master, but is there a place for a Titan Master to ride?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like if you flip up the back end with the propellers, that probably opens up a cavity, because there's a large prominent hinge right there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And if you look at the robot mode, you know, it's all one solid chunk. That's got to be where the occupant cavity is.
Yeah.
I think the large hinge is more just a transformation joint, but there's got to be something hidden on there somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, you know how they do this. It would serve double duty.
So Diecast tweeted out a photo of people looking at something. It's a shelf with the box set on it.
Yeah.
I wish you'd get a better up-close photo of that box set.
I'm sure he will just as soon as he can.
That lighting is not doing Nautica any favors.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, that is a very definite problem on that table. The glow from the display is really screwing with the color balance on the cameras. Yeah.
And the red shelf doesn't help either, yeah. I don't think.
It's like the same problem that Victorion had.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did y'all have them? I was busy trying to catch up on pictures. Did y'all mention it looks like we're getting a new RID Viacon?
That's the recolor of
the Bisque. Okay.
Diecast got a really good photo of Full Tilt.
Thermidor, I think.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I thought that was
Full Tilt. Full Tilt is very, very purple.
Full Tilt was completely purple except for the wheels.
I know, but like seeing it, this version of him is just
like even the Titan Master, even the face is just all purple.
I strongly assume some of that is going to change. This is very, very hand painted.
Yeah.
So there's a Squeaks demo where he's rolling around, and when he shoots a gun, he recoils back.
Nice.
Oh, neat.
I just watched it. It's worth the 10 seconds if everyone wants to click on it real quick.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hey, Bobby, what do you think of Trypticon?
You know, I think he looks okay. I heard somebody say he has hillbilly teeth, which I thought was funny. shout out to Swage. But I think he looks as good as anyone should expect, or even maybe better than anyone should have expected.
Yeah.
But I'm hesitant because I bought the Metroplex and I hate it. Like I hate everything about it.
Wow.
It's okay.
Like I always say, man, if you like it, you win.
I mean, I think,
you know, because we both spent $100 on it. Yeah. So, you know, if I definitely lost, but I think that the Trypticon looks better as Trypticon than the Metroplex or the Fort Max look as their kind of respective characters.
I think like Metroplex better than Fort Max, honestly. But
I've had Fortress Maximus for a while, I'm really like my excitement for it has died down a lot because it is a lot of it is just Metroplex when the original were very different toys.
And my excitement is just so damn big. I mean, that's really the extent of it. It's like, look how freaking big that is.
I can't stand the idea of spending $100 plus for a figure and not having an ankle rocker. Like, I can't think of any other circumstance where I've ever done that.
I can. I mean, the original Fortress Maximus.
I'd be afraid of
afraid
of an ankle tilt on a toy that big, honestly.
And yeah, I think Hasbro is too. That's probably why they don't make
them. Or it would just cost too much.
I mean, I think it was an engineering thing more so than there are figures bigger than Metroplex that have it, but no problem.
You know? Do we know who this knight character is? The silver one that...
That's the deluxe dragon.
Oh, yeah, the first knight.
Steelbane?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds right. Also, oops. Ant has a picture of, like, a closed-up picture of Voyager Scorn, which is still red.
Yes.
Good.
Slightly surprising. Maybe he'll be red in the film.
The Trypticon is very reminiscent of the G1 toy, which does have a certain charm to it, like, proportionately, you know? I think they did a pretty good job.
Did y'all notice the Trypticon is standing on somebody's giant sword?
Yeah, that's Ford Maxis.
Yeah, from the SDCC set.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
because it looks good for a display.
Oh. Diecast has a photo of...
SCTFU's tweeted out a figure of the not remote control, the little animatronic Squeaks.
Okay, there's a dinosaur mode picture of Scorn up now, yeah. Too.
What's this purple robots in the skies combiner looking guy? Is this the Galvatrenus?
Probably.
Okay.
Purplesaurus Rex.
All right.
The head looks like Cyclonus.
It's Grimace.
Barney. Yeah.
Okay. I miss Grimace. Yeah, I like Grimace.
What would you say they've been doing the best with recently? Like, scale-wise? Like, would you say that their deluxes have been the best or the leader class? It looks like the leader class have been looking pretty good from the outside looking in.
I think the deluxes are the strongest offering right now.
Yeah.
Like on overall scale.
They're more of a
The leaders are kind of half there and half not. Six shot's pretty nice. I got some joint looseness on mine, which it's rivet joint, so there's really no fixing it. You know, I bought the Super Jinrai retool of Power Master Optimus because I was not into how the Power Master Optimus itself was working, and I handled a blaster and like it just Some of those first leaders are just a little bit too big and simple, I think. They're not really doing anything to grab me, but the deluxes, they're kind of hitting that mark a lot better.
I'm kind of liking this movie Hound.
Oh, don't see
it. Sorry, guys, I stepped away for a minute there. Who are we on now?
Death's Head 2.
Ant just tweeted out the diecast.
Yeah.
Although some of them are a little blurry.
Rodimus and Thunderwing.
Yeah, I have to say, guys, that Megatron in robot mode looks so nice.
Yeah, it's just terrible. I hate how nice that looks.
Yeah, because I was counting on not buying hardly anything movie and saving so much money, and that didn't work.
Luckily, I can still avoid movie toys. So.
Yeah, unless they're compelling, or unless they are movie toy themed, but actually like a G1 figure that's just...
Okay, Diecast just tweeted a picture of Slug, and I actually kind of like the deco on that. There's colors on it.
Yeah,
I don't like contrasting colors.
Slug is just I haven't seen it yet. It's just
Slag.
I think it's just the same.
The original mold.
Re-diddled.
He's got kind of the gold. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I am not buying them again. I know I am.
No,
not.
I don't. I don't want them again either.
Yeah.
I like the packaging, I'll admit.
Yeah.
The packaging's nice.
And with what we've seen so far, I don't think they're going to repeat the same problem of having two similar packaging this time, because that is pretty specific, and hopefully they won't copy it across the board completely and it'd be a massive screw up trying to find stuff this time.
I have to assume, you know, the retailers probably talked to them about how that worked out. You know, their own observations on it probably are contributing. I don't think they're going to do that again.
That Slug is actually really nice.
It is.
Diecast, I mean, I don't want it, but it's nice.
Diecast tweeted out a photo of the AllSpark Tech starter pack, Optimus Prime.
He has a video of it too.
Oh, does he?
The next tweet.
Oh, sweet.
There's Tidal Wave.
And Ramhorn.
What?
From Ant.
That looks very simple.
Oh, dang.
I'm bummed that's not a legend, because it's the one remaining mold needed to set off the tablet.
Tidal Wave is colored. Is that Power Links? What?
No, that's
show colors.
No, show colors. Okay.
Yeah. Show Micron Legends colors.
What was the Energon series in Japan called? I can't remember.
Power Link.
Super Link. Okay.
And, and he was called Shockwave in Japan, right?
He was indeed.
Yes, he was.
I wish I hadn't sold my Energon version, but
yeah, that's really pretty.
It was.
I have one on the shelf up there where it's totally out of view of the camera.
I have no idea if I have it or not.
I remembered I picked up the Micron Legend version of Tidal Wave when I was in Canada once.
Yeah, that's one of those things that's still like on my list. I just want like every version of that mold.
It was so I grabbed it at a convention. Sorry.
One thing, when you and Rob are going through all this stuff, pictures and everything, check the backgrounds and see if you can recognize any mistakes in the backgrounds or early promote, like y'all did at BotCon.
Well, from the early stuff that came out, it looked like they're still using the line art inserts from Combiner Wars.
Okay. Cause I just
so it's kind of going in the wrong direction there, but good thinking, Don.
Well, looking at where are all those planets?
Take a look, those quick are switch new.
There. Were those all behind them on the Combiner Wars ones too?
No, but I think that is assets they developed for the SDCC 3-pack.
Because I saw the planets, but was thinking maybe that might be a nod to the Aligned movie universe from all the different planets involved, from all the characters they've been talking about. But
like, I think that is stuff that is setting up themes for Power of the Primes, possibly. Since they're, you know, pushing that into, like, subtly pushing that into some of the packaging elements. But at the same time, I'm looking at one of Ant's pictures of the G2 colored Optimus, and next to the planet, there's, like, Fort Max's base mode.
Hey, so the price on Micron Legends Tidal Wave has dropped. I mean, this is, this one sold for, like, less than $60. So,
okay.
Anybody else who probably wanted that probably died.
Hooray, my patience has paid off.
Yeah,
I've outlasted all the competitors.
They're probably in that, you know, age range where they care less about toys right now, and you hold on to it for 10 years and you will make a mint.
Did you guys see that Unicron lamp?
Yes. I want that lamp.
It's a crappy lamp too.
It looks awesome.
Between $700 and $800.
Is that the price, honestly?
Yeah.
It's expensive. Wow. It looks holy great, cow. But it looks like a crappy lamp.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess if you're going to use it to light up your room, you'd be pissed. But that is tempting for me. 24 inches or something like that. And
Yeah.
Where did you see the price, Bobby?
Somebody sent it to me. Let me see if I can't.
Because I was guessing $100 to $200 is my general range. Is what I was thinking.
Definitely looks more than $100.
Yeah, there's extremely limited and all this other stuff because of the price point.
You have to look at how much $7.99
on BBTS.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You have to look at how much those 3A figures usually go for, and this is like almost, you know, not that quality, but then you add on the lights,
the size and all
that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can't swing it. I got too much stuff I'm buying, but sheesh, it's tempting, man, because you could use it as a stand-in for, like, a proper Unicron.
Yeah, I mean, they call it a lamp, but it's an illuminated statue, and that pricing
what is it, Don?
On par.
Oh, my God, it is.
The pricing is what?
It's on par most of the other statue stuff that comes out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. It's not expensive for what it is.
Right. It's expensive for a lamp, but not for a statue.
Correct. $7.99 and required a $200 non-refundable down payment.
Wow.
My Dynamics will not work on this.
Hey, while we have you, Bobby, what do you think about these third-party items that are being sold in two parts?
Oh, like the Omega Supreme?
The Omega Supreme and the Trypticon.
So, I think I get it, right? Like, because it's a lot better for a lot of people. Just like buying a combiner, right?
Yeah.
Like most people are buying Bruticus for Bruticus, and they get to spend $500 over the course of 8 months, right? So spending $400 over the course of 3 months is probably a lot easier for a lot of people than spending $400, boom, at one clip. So I think that they're doing it almost a fan service.
Yeah.
But for me, I kind of... not that I'm made of money, but I budget accordingly, and I'm prepared, you know, especially for that Omega Supreme. Like, as soon as I get that Omega Supreme, I'll feel like I can breathe again.
I think they'd be better off like doing some sort of legitimate kind of like payment plan instead of just
like Hot Toys does.
Yeah, instead of making you buy it in two parts, because if you buy one and something happens and you don't get the second one, you're screwed.
Yeah, well, I don't. Oh, you mean like if you. Like if you didn't go in on the second one?
Yes.
Okay,
Something catastrophic happens.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I think that you know, the beauty of that is that a lot of things, it's like these are the exceptions, right? Fans Toys and Planet X, and then the other one is sometimes MMC. Like, that stuff on the secondary market doesn't always lose a whole lot of value. The only time it loses value is when, like, a Takara masterpiece comes behind it. So they are the exception to the rule, but most third-party stuff, if you're patient enough, you can catch it on the secondhand market for a steal.
Yeah.
But I hear you that sucks if somebody were to get the first part and then something terrible. I mean, it sucks if something terrible happened, right?
Yeah. I just kind of find it more silly than anything. Again, just because you're literally splitting like a Trypticon in two. Omega Supreme makes more sense.
Absolutely.
But Trypticon?
That doesn't make as much sense. But then again, I'm not that familiar with the dynamics of that representation of that character.
Yeah, me either. I think it's just silly.
But it's also, War for Cybertron or Fall of Cybertron?
Yeah,
Cybertron.
I love. I love those games.
But it's just so niche. It's exactly. A niche level of that, and that's not even a mainstream Trypticon at all. So it's just...
That's the smart thing that Planet X has kind of always done, is they found that niche straight away, and they've just stayed right in that lane the entire time, and they haven't had to deal with any competition. Except for Hasbro, you know, and now even that element of the competition is over, right? Because Hasbro's not making any toys associated with that game.
No.
So, like, they were kind of clever in that way, where they just found this one lane that nobody was in, and they've just kind of stayed in it. Whereas, you know, a lot of people are, you know, fighting over, you know, whatever, Jazz, Inferno, whatever the hot
Springer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but nobody has competed with Planet X.
They're smart about it.
Exactly.
There's like one other company that tried to do anything War for Cybertron, Fall of Cybertron, and they made a crappy Shockwave.
Yeah.
That's it.
There you go. You know, they're in a kind of their own bracket. Whereas you know, a lot of these other companies are kind of cannibalizing one another. You know, they have the luxury of kind of being on their own. But yeah, I hear you. The breaking up does I think it is an attempt to make it easier on people's pockets. But you know, I would also prefer they put it out in one clip. Yeah. But you know, I'm also, I guess, cognizant of I'm in the Facebook groups and all that, and I hear people singing the blues about costs all the time, and I'm sympathetic. But you know, it's the name of the game. You got to pay to play.
You're an adult. You approach things as an adult.
Exactly.
Hey, Bobby. Quick tangent. Have you got a contact shot on the way to review by chance?
I'm gonna reach out to them soon and ask. Like Jazz, you know, they didn't send any contact any test shots to anybody, you know, which I actually think is cool. You know, I like that it leveled the playing field that way, because a lot of times those early reviews of stuff are, you know, the test shot, you can never really judge the same way you judge a final product anyway.
Right. It's just, I really want that contact shot.
I do too. I do too. And Mate Toys makes a good product, so I'm excited about it.
Oh, let's see. Ant is tweeting Rescue Bot stuff right now.
Ooh, that racetrack.
Yeah,
my kids are going to have fun with that.
I would still like to see generation style Rescue Bots figures.
Oh, yeah.
You know, yeah. I would still like to see that.
I think that'd be great.
That'd be somewhere in the future, some way off in the
future. Yeah, I think that's something that could definitely happen, like, in a few years at least.
Yeah.
Heck, at some point, third parties might even start doing it.
Probably not.
Let me ask you guys:
they're not springers.
With Hasbro kind of moving towards the end of G1, where do you think they're going to go next?
They'll probably start over again. Damn it!
You think so?
I don't know. I mean, we joke and all, but that's a genuine question I have asked myself recently. When you can see Quick Switch and Fastlane today.
Well, obviously, like, what I would hope for is that when they get to the end of US G1, they will just start doing Euro G1 as
Clash.
The classics line.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm.
And then
Skyquake.
Rapido.
We have one on the way right now, which is Overlord.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that's, you know, that has the benefit of being a Japanese toy too.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're absolutely right.
Mine was Euro.
Yeah.
And you've also got the rest of Takara G1 Japan, and you've got Brave. There's so many good Brave designs that you could translate into third party.
They're not going to do third party, but yeah, but not Hasbro.
Do you think they won't move into like Beast Wars heavily?
Probably they're dipping their toes. I mean,
not with this design team.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm thinking with it too. What Rob said, I don't think this design team is really interested in approaching that.
So yeah, that's the thing we forget a lot of times. I mean, there are people who run the Transformers, and we are subject to what they want to do.
Sure.
So even if you know there's a demand for this stuff, you know, they may not have the expertise to really do Beast toys, or they may not want to. So
I wonder if voting for Optimus Primal being the Prime was a surprise to them.
Probably.
I mean, they sneak a few Beast characters in every few years.
Well, this team hasn't at all yet, have they?
No.
No, not yet.
I mean, it seems like that Primal was successful. I haven't seen any evidence of it other than it seems like everybody got it. But I didn't get it either. But it seems like it was everywhere when it came out.
Do you think the real test will be to see how Cheetor does as a follow up?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Prime always has the Prime fandom behind it, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe.
Man, I cannot believe how good Octane looks after how unimpressive Optimus looks.
Right.
I think. It's the wings, I think. The wings are just a little bit longer.
Well, and the new chest plate they put on it makes the robot mode silhouette look different, too, in addition to the wings. Like, it broadens the chest more.
Yeah. Does it, though?
I mean, that's how it's working to me. It's giving more definition to the, like, main body shapes.
Yeah, but I mean, it couldn't be any broader.
Like, no, but I think the balance of colors and just, like, the outline of it is, you know, it's making that illusion where it's more defined.
But the wings definitely look like they're a little longer to me, right?
Yeah, they probably are.
Optimuses are quite stubby.
Yeah, Optimuses are quite bad.
It's a shame they couldn't have put some peg holes on the bottoms of them, though, because that weapon storage is still the thing that... Weapon storage is probably my big bugbear with that mode.
And Titan's Return has been terrible for weapon storage all along.
Well, outside of a few cases, it's been bad for weapons in kind of a general sense.
Like, I don't mind if the guns just plug into the side of the car, I'm okay with that.
I hate the Titan Master booster seat. Thing.
Okay, so like Wave 2 was really onto a good thing with that, because you had like Chrome Dome and Weird Wolf's weapons where when they're holding it as a gun, the Titan Master cavity is facing down, so it looks like a normal-ish gun, but that's the only Wave that did that.
Well, I like how Hot Rod does the combiner gun thing, you know, and then there's a little seat where they can sit in.
Yeah, I mean, Hot Rods is less bad than some, but the ones where, you know, there's so many that just split in half, and then you have the half a gun that also has, like, three quarters of it just empty.
Yeah.
You know, flat panels. It looks terrible. I really don't want... And then when you combine the guns together, there's not, like, a centralized peg. Topspin has that, but then that the two half pegs come together, and it's too wide for the hand, and it makes stress marks. Right. So, like, there's really no winning with this right now.
Right.
Yeah, the one thing I would agree with there is the lack of with say Trigger Happy or Hot Rod, since they're within eye view of me here, there's no pegs where they can hold it normally. They have to hold it on the side, so I just don't.
And Stickshot has that problem too.
But then the way I look at it is, and this might just be me. Excuse me. Sorry, eating dinner. I just don't do that, because you're not supposed to do that, because you're only supposed to combine them to make the turret, and the turret is for other things. It's not for the robot to hold.
It's for the vehicle, is the way I look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time you do those, I always think it's for the vehicle, it's not for the robot.
Yeah.
And I'll accept I might technically be doing something wrong as relates to the designer's intent with it. At the same time, though, like, all kinds of super robot things have taught me, okay, you have two guns that plug together, now they're one bigger gun.
Completely.
So, I mean, I'm looking at it more from that perspective, but I will fully acknowledge that the designers are probably thinking of it in a completely different way, more in line with what you're talking about.
What do you guys think was the best Hasbro offering of 2016 Transformers-wise?
Mm. When did Not come out?
Technically the first wave of 2017, but people were getting them in late 2016.
Okay.
2000s. You know, I didn't think too much on this because I knew there was too much good stuff came out in 2016. I tend towards, and probably nobody will agree, but for me, I tend towards the deluxe Brainstorm Blur mold.
Yeah. It is no, really good when it has a good deco on it.
Something so satisfying about it, it clunk, it just, everything locks in so perfectly and intuitively. There's no fiddliness, there's no tugging or twisting to make sure everything locks in. You just squeeze both sides and it goes shoo. It's just, ooh, it's this little dart that you could just put someone's eye out with.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you gotten the Walgreens version of that, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I have, yes.
Isn't that such a beautiful shade of teal? Isn't that great?
I think that's a good
It's figure. Nice.
I think that's a solid
You know, figure. I think I do like it more as Blur than as Brainstorm. I don't know why exactly. I think it's the longer, I don't know what you'd call them, the things that flip up over his hands. I think I just like they're longer and more, just creates this sort of aerodynamic, elongated look on Blur than Brainstorm. But Brainstorm is a very nice color.
Does anybody else have an opinion other than Brainstorm
or Blur? I'm kind of torn between Trigger Happy and Hot Rod, honestly.
I love Hot Rod.
Like
Trigger Happy
is Trigger
so
Happy
great.
Is a little bit imperfect, but it is designed so nicely. Mm. Especially
the
for
only reason
you know,
I
being
think
a
I
character that's
him.
Essentially a nobody.
My problem just with them was that I heard too much about how great he was ahead of time. That's all it was. So when
That's
I got him, I
danger.
Was like, yeah, this lives up to what everyone said about it. There's nothing new to excite me about it, you know? Just happenstance was all.
And yeah. I know, Hot Rod is just really solid as being a great Hot Rod toy, mm-hmm. apart from the loose neck connection. But, like, yeah. otherwise, the transformation's really fun to do. The vehicle mode looks so cool. And the robot mode, besides that one little thing, is just... It just grabs you with that look. It is... really spot on for me.
I can't criticize him effectively because I love Hot Rod, so I'm just going to say Hot Rod.
I still really like Wolfwire.
What, Jason?
I still really like Wolfwire. I think he's and everything. I love the way he came out.
Just cool. Be careful with that canopy hinge because that tends to break a lot.
Yeah,
that's a figure I didn't expect to like as much as I did, but wow. Yeah, when I got him in hand, I was like, yeah, this is great.
I have problems with him and stuff, but the few times I've, you know, messed around with him and stuff, I really, really like that one. So I think
that's Werewolf.
I'm
sort of torn between Mind Wipe and Trigger Happy because I've always liked Mind Wipe, and the way they engineered the legs was a really great thing without having just huge kibble stuck somewhere that was his legs.
Yeah, Sigma and, L.
Yeah. And I really like the design, but I also like Trigger Happy being one of my favorite Target Masters and the transformation. So it's a toss-up between those, but honorable mention, Robots in Disguise Starscream.
That's a good one.
Probably, not only did we not know about the character at all until it was almost out, but it's a really great transformation, and I don't mind buying Skywarp and Thundercracker whenever they all come out.
Is that's from the Moose Head series?
The R.I.D.
Yeah.
Well, that's one way to describe it.
Was Thunderhoof 2015 or 16?
I love Thunderhoof. 15,
16, I think.
Because if he was 16, you know, I'd throw him an arm.
That's true. Yeah.
He's nice, yeah.
Thunderhoof.
I don't have enough recent deluxes to really comment.
No?
I've had bad luck.
What have you been getting recently, Mr. Kilby?
Nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you find a Hot Rod at Walgreens?
I didn't go. I've been trying to find stuff at retail instead of ordering in advance like I've been doing.
No wonder you don't have any.
Exactly.
Well, I had you a Hot Rod and a Twin Inferno, but you didn't want them.
Well, I didn't go. So, I mean, I'm pretty certain I can find them. It's just I've been trying to find crap at retail because I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Yeah, the Robots in Disguise has gotten really strong this year, too. Or I guess I should say last year at this point, because... Stormshot's a really strong offering for the start of the 2017 line, too. But, Robots in Disguise really came into something where I can look at and be like, okay, these are nice now.
Yeah. And don't forget Bisk.
Yeah, no.
Bisk.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Bisk when I'm talking about this, because I actually have one over there on the work table.
Bisk is nice, too.
It's a really good example of taking a fairly non-traditional design and making a really nice toy out of it.
I'm so mad because I saw this is over here in the UK now, I remember. I saw Blastwave, Stormshot, Blur and Soundwave in town yesterday in two different places.
17 pounds.
The UK RRP has just got ridiculous. And it's with Combiner Force that it's literally jumped up £3.
Yeah, what is it you guys pay?
Well, for up until this, Titans Return Deluxes have been £17.
That's like what, like $23 or something?
Somebody quickly check out Lithium. Something like that. That sounds about right.
21 according to Google.
Copy. So apologies for derailing the conversation. Ant just tweeted something interesting. Tiny Turbo Changers blind bag transforming toys.
What?
Oh. Hmm. Hey.
It's for the movie, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, probably so, but it's still...
actually transform.
Yeah.
That's new. I can't think of any actual transforming blind bag stuff that we've gotten.
That's cool.
Yeah. One of the things he has a picture of is a black and purple Grimlock.
Excuse me.
Oh, holy crap.
Are you guys going to TFCon this year, or what?
Yes.
Probably.
If possible.
It is way too close to say no. I won't be there.
Yeah, me too.
If I'm going
to, I mean, very close to home as well.
Unless Hasbro gives me a compelling reason to pick HasCon over TFCon, I'll be at TFCon.
I actually heard a little inside information about HasCon.
What'd you hear?
That it is going to be more of like a showcase, you know, like, you know, this is what you can expect from these lines coming soon. This is what we're showing you. And and the person that I was speaking to was a Star Wars fan, and I'm a Star Wars fan. So we were talking about that. And then we got to talking about the other stuff. I asked him about Transformers. He said that he wouldn't expect for a very big Transformers department because I think he said that Transformers was their eighth highest earning line. Like, I think Nerf was their number one, and I don't know, Magic the Gathering was up there. They
Magic
just got
really?
The rights. They just got the rights to what is it? The Disney princesses.
Mm-hmm.
So they're expecting that to do really well. Star Wars is performing really well. So they said, you know, their advice to me was, you know, don't come for the Transformers.
I could see that.
Yeah, no, I mean that makes logical sense to me. Yeah. So
I just realized I've been on mute for like 5 minutes. Anyway.
I do it all the time. Black Series Lando Calrissian. I just got to say that.
Nice.
It looks awesome.
That's racist.
It's the classic blue, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've shown that one, but I can't wait to get that. The cape. The cape really did a great job.
It's beautiful.
Work on that cape.
Yeah.
But now again, I'm not the big Star Wars fan because I kid, but mostly, like I said, I've lived through the power of the Force. If you were alive through the power of the Force, you got so sick of Star Wars, you just didn't care anymore.
With the super jacked Luke Skywalker,
but I mean,
push up Luke Skywalker,
you know, and then long saber short, all that kind of crap. But why can Hasbro not seem to land on a cape design that works? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It seems like that's the one thing I keep seeing throughout the entire Black Series is
Legends
they keep, too. Yeah, they cannot get a cape design that will actually work.
Yeah, I think that like I think that this is my personal opinion, and I'm not a huge soft goods advocate. But I think that their soft goods are the most impressive. Like when they did the cape for Vader, that was magnificent. Like they even stitched like extra stitching triangles in the corners of the cape to give it extra weight to really look like it was like, you know, pulling off of them. Where it gave like a lot of the problems with soft goods is proportionately they don't look like they have the same weight and dense of matter.
Yeah.
You know? And by sewing those little extra bits of material into the bottom of it, it really looked natural. But they've been moving away from the softer goods recently and moving more towards plastic capes. I think, like, if you look at their Krennic from Black Series, it's like a, you know, to me, it's like a disaster in terms of the cape. But their Vader was, I mean, I got the SH Figuarts Vader, I got the Mafex Vader, and I got the Hasbro Vader. And I think the Hasbro, at, you know, a third of the price of the other two, knocked the cape. Just the cape, but knock the cape out of the park compared to the other two.
I'm looking at Black Series Lando here, and he definitely has a soft plastic cape.
Yep, definitely. Instead, I think they did a good job like sculpting all that detail into the inside of the cape, like that line work. But the I would have rather seen a soft, like a soft goods, like a cloth cape.
So I just song. So right now showing off the Thunderwing and Rodimus. These are the diecast heads, right?
Yeah, that's a very IDW looking face on Thunderwing.
I like it.
They look nice.
I wish they would get back to IDW, like in a big way.
Now, what are those in? One of those box sets?
Yeah,
each one is in one box set.
One comes with each of the Velocitron and thing boxes.
Okay.
Yeah, they don't seem to have the same volume of IDW themed stuff, or it doesn't seem like they're.
Well, that's just not this design team. That's it, you know.
Yeah.
I thought. Well, yeah, you're right. That was the old design team.
Yeah, that was more of a Joe Hyde era thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the last thing we got was the face sculpt on Titans Return Chrome Dome was vaguely IDW-ish.
Yeah. That's fairly IDW.
No.
You know, I must
give that... I mean, the face sculpt, yeah.
Yeah, the face sculpt, that's all we're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the... I gotta give that Rodimus head the nod, because it's got the cartoon-specific, what do you call it? The
forehead
the,
vent.
No, not the forehead vent. Specifically, you see how his... eyebrows and the crest.
He's got the darker crest and then the light color and then the more dark.
Yeah, it's, mohawk, the, it's that right? cartoon specific forced shading. You know, the overly deliberate interpretation of the light source on the character model.
Okay, I'm gonna ask a dumb question.
Used to it.
Yeah, that Rodimus head, is that going on a re-release of the Rodimus or Hot Rod body, or is coming with something else?
It's coming with one of the strength pack or the speed pack, one of those two.
Yeah, so the strength is the strength set, right? Or the
maybe. No,
it probably is the strength set, because the speed set, the rumor list had that with a thunder clap, which obviously just a misinterpretation, but like
of Thunderwing.
The strength one did not have its Titan Master name. So
this is just a free Titan, like it's loose.
Right.
It doesn't. Okay.
Free diecast Titan Master.
Okay.
You're gonna have to buy a second hot rod now.
Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. If
it's
you
like
found
what they
the
did with Ron.
I still wish we could get just a Titans Return Rodimus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Brian.
Yeah.
Rodimus, I'm sure will show up in Power of the Primes.
There's new wrestling turtles.
Oh yeah, where are they at? Who's going?
Raphael is the Rock.
I saw that. This is Wave Two. Yeah.
Oh, it is. I'm sorry.
Oh no, those aren't out yet. Those are recently shown like a month or so back.
Oh, sorry. I know.
You think they'll do?
There's my Ultimate Warrior I was talking about.
What, Jimmy? Yeah.
You think they'll do a Overlord Titan Master with like Nick Roach inspired face sculpt?
They could.
Because
I don't really get in, because it's not that I don't like the way Roach rendered him or anything, but Roach's was only ever a sort of excessively stylized version of what the toy's face looked like already anyway, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
I think it's the emoting more so.
The lips.
Sure, but if they put the emotion, the actual emotion that like they did with Carnifex. Like Carnifex knocked that out of the park.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if authentic IDW Overlord emotions are suitable for children.
Although, on that note, somebody did, using Sky Shadow, figure out that Legends Pipes from a couple years ago is perfectly sized to fit under this mold's feet.
Vangelis just retweeted someone that had one of the doors, like chest plates on Overlord.
Yeah, Preternia had the picture... with one of the chest doors open, and there's a space to put Titan Masters inside it.
That's cool.
That's neat.
Oh, sweet!
Now we just gotta find something look like Giga and Mega.
Well, I remember we haven't seen Overlords properly yet, but Black Shadow's Titan Master was Mega. It was sculpted to look like Mega. I presume Overlords is just going to be the same, but it would be kind of neat if Overlords looked like Giga.
Yes,
that would be cool.
Probably won't though.
Yeah, all you need is something just the right colors though, because I think it's made where the legs can stick out the back, so you don't have faces in the chest. Although you probably could if you really wanted to.
Oh my god, I didn't realize this. 4 years of Black Series figures.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that doesn't seem like 4 years.
That either
Doesn't
feel like 4 years.
The only Black Series figures I've got left is the white Boba Fett. I've sold everything else.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you should have hit me up. I'm in the market for some of that older stuff.
Well, no, all I had was the only ones I had was the two regular Boba Fetts, and I got 65 apiece for those on eBay.
No big deal. Some would brag about it, not you.
I'm just saying those two Boba Fetts got me one of my third party figures, so nice. I was happy with that.
I think nice. I'm for the most part only going to get Star Wars figures if they're figure arts. That way, I don't have
Dude,
to buy.
Dude, how any. Good are those? How good are those?
I've only bought two, and I gave one as a gift, but I didn't get a chance to see it. K2SO isn't as nice as I thought he was going to be.
Man,
he's so spindly.
That's the only Black Series toy I've bought of anything is the K2SO, and he's okay.
It's nice. Don't get me wrong.
He's fine.
The Star Wars line is the best, most consistent toy line I'm buying currently.
Like, everything looks really great. Like, really great.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. Those Fig Wart's turtles, too, were insane.
I got Leonardo, and that's the only one I'm going to get, but it was exceptional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
You need a Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I do. I really do.
That company knows how to make a toy. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of wanted the Figure Arts Hulkbuster Iron Man until I saw the price. And, my Marvel Legends Hulkbuster will do.
I need of those four figures that Diecast just posted for the Netflix series. I need three of them. So I don't want Elektra, but I do want. I even like Punisher. That Daredevil. Yeah, Punisher and Jessica Jones. I want the Jessica Jones the most.
Yeah, I got mine too.
Yeah. That's not bad, yeah.
I really want a Daredevil figure that's just, you know, season one outfit.
I'm sure they've got to be making one at some point.
Have they not made that already?
Well, there's a picture of Jessica Jones up on the Twitter feed now.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Jessica Jones, that's a good-looking figure.
I just want black shirt and rag tied around the head. That's the Netflix Daredevil figure I want.
I mean, that's the John Romita Jr. design. Have they not already made a figure of that?
I don't know.
They say they have a Daredevil coming for that series, but I don't know what it is. I would guess it's full armor. Like,
yeah.
Season one.
Yeah, it's the, you know, actual costume.
Hey, Bobby, I'm stupidly considering getting that Hot Toys Iron Man 5, Mark 5 armor. Other than don't, do you have any suggestions on buying my first Hot Toys figure?
No, but however, I will say this. I think that Hot Toys armored stuff is a no-brainer. Like, I think that their soft good stuff is more so the stuff that you kind of got to stop and make sure that's for you, because there is an element of it having it in hand with the fully stitched clothes and all that, where you do kind of want to brush its hair. And that might make you feel a certain kind of way.
Well, see, the reason I'm asking is the only other expensive figures along those lines I've ever wanted to buy was the Keaton Batman and the Nicholson Joker, and I just could not make myself pull the trigger on those.
Yeah, I've been debating to go into a few select Hot Toys purchases as well. My buddy has the Marty and the DeLorean, and he just has this like a single display piece, like the classic pose, like, you know, looking at his watch,
what?
One foot in the car, one foot out. And he has like a little display base he built for it, and it's beautiful. But I mean, that alone, those two pieces is, you know, a little over $1,000.
Yeah, and see, that's why I did. But you know, and unless they did a classic red and gold Iron Man, the Mark V is like my second favorite armor.
Yeah, and that's why I mean, they make a great product, and their sculpts, you know, their sculpts and their paintwork, that's where they shine. So the nice thing about an Iron Man is that you're dealing with mostly sculpt and paint. You know, I feel like sometimes where I'm more critical of what they do is when it comes to the soft goods, and you don't have that problem with an Iron Man figure. So I would say if you're gonna dip your toe into it, you know, Iron Man would probably be a great choice.
Because I've got the Rebeltech Mark V, but I kind of want something a little...
Something that stands up?
Beefier. Well, I got the Mark V. I traded a Prime Thunderwing for the Mark V, and I got the Prime Thunderwing on clearance for like $15 for a $60 Rebeltech. So I thought I did pretty good at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely like, you know, it's definitely one of those you get what you pay for type of deals, you know, and they make a high caliber product.
Hey, so, we haven't heard from Diecast about calling in. He may not get him an ant in a reasonable time. What time do you guys want to wind down?
I'm on your schedule, man.
Well, unfortunately, that the signboard with the toy fair schedule is a little bit far back for us now. So
yeah, the actual hands-on demo is at 5. So we have the next 50 minutes to actually talk to Diecast, and he's still taking photos. We could talk to him and Ant tomorrow as a follow up during our Sunday conversation,
or possibly even later tonight if a few of us want to get together and do that and drop it in later.
Yeah, we could do that. So I'm for calling her quits right now if everybody else is okay with that.
Sure.
Who's back?
Yeah, if that works.
Of all of us, who's back tomorrow?
I am.
Okay.
It'll be my wedding anniversary.
Yeah, so Bobby's not there.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
Yeah, congratulations.
Very little effort on my part, I guarantee.
I'll probably be on Brian, but it'll be between 3:30 and 4 if you're still streaming.
We may not be streaming that late tomorrow, but if we are, we'll add you. So
okay.
Okay, well, guys, people out there watching, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. We enjoy doing this.
I want to thank you guys for having me on.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks, Brian. Yeah. It was fun.
You're always welcome.
Yeah, you're always welcome. Absolutely. Jeremy, anybody have anything to plug? Bobby, you have your reviews and Chattercast.
No. I'm just plugging Radio Free Cybertron.
Dude.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, okay. Jeremy, your Voltron podcast.
Yeah, Voltron podcast. POVpodcast.com and transmissionspodcast.com.
You have a new episode of Transmissions coming out tonight.
Well, we're recording tonight. It'll be released Monday night, and our comic show, Alt Mode, is released Thursday night.
Okay, cool. McFeely, you have anything going on?
I hope everyone's keeping their eyes on the GoBots wiki.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about it, honestly.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say I forgot that was a thing.
What's the URL?
It is, let me look that up for you. Just let me get that right. That's gbwiki.shoutwiki.com.
I'm making it my homepage.
And don't y'all have a Hasbroverse wiki, too?
Excessively under development, but I personally am just working on the episodes at the minute. I'm almost halfway through the series.
Is it driving you crazy? Okay,
yeah. GoBots is ruining my life. Utterly and completely.
I love how matter-of-fact he is about that, too.
Oh, no, it's just, I did it to myself, so what have I got to complain about?
But yeah, there's also the Hasbro IDW, the Revolution wiki.
Yeah, I'm not doing a lot over for that one, but there is idwwiki.shoutwiki.com. That's for chronicling the G.I. Joe comics, the Mask comics, the ROM comics, etc., etc., all the other expanded IDW Hasbroverse.
Yeah.
And personally, I do have another project that I'm working on at the minute that I hope will be ready to show off by the end of the month.
We're bringing back Fanboy Versus.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I had to laugh at that.
We can do it bi-weekly.
Well, bigger than that, hopefully.
Okay.
But yeah, just follow me on Twitter at Chris McFeely, and hopefully by the end of the month that will be out there. And that's about it for me.
Hey, Mark, what about you?
Oh, I don't really do anything. I have a Twitter, but you shouldn't follow me. Okay. Just go to tfradio.net/Amazon. That's what you should do.
No, it's at Brickinator. Definitely follow him.
I follow him.
Yeah, I mean, if you like bad memes and stuff like that, go for it.
Love bad memes.
Neither the best.
Have you heard my jokes? I think they're used to bad things.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
I like Mark's jokes better than yours, Don.
Anybody else have anything before we go?
Is Melvar still on?
He is.
Yeah. Hey, get with me privately, man. I might. If you live close to me. I might have an event you can swing through to.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You guys are pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
Rob is too, actually, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rob's actually pretty close. Yeah.
Rob should be closer, down. Actually.
Yeah.
I thought he lived in Georgia or something.
No, Maryland. Baltimore.
Yeah.
No, that's Rob Springer. This is Rob Springer.
That's
Springer.
I'm sorry.
Okay, cool.
I know it gets a little confusing sometimes.
Anybody else? Sure. Anybody else going once?
Chris Triplett, what do you have going on in your life?
Nothing.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.